Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to another hour on Intelligent Medicine. Intelligent Medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Our preference is to use natural means whenever possible, but high-tech medicine is often appropriate, and that's why you can get a second opinion here. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we got lots to share with you this hour. We're going to talk about the influence of diet on pain, the impact of antibiotics on the risk of rheumatoid arthritis, and an exciting study on something we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, MitoPure, active ingredient urolithin A, and its impact on athletic performance and lots more. 877-726-8255, our number. But first, let's take one of your phone calls. Let's hear it.
My HbA1c has always been around 4.7, yet when I take my, I took my glucose level, like my instantaneous glucose level from a blood sample, and it usually comes out like in the upper 90s, sometimes at 100 or so. Can you explain, that, or can you account for that difference, that big difference in sugar or glucose level? You know, the HbA1c is so low, yet the and it's always been that way, and yet my sugar levels are up high. Could that be my insulin levels maybe too low, or I'm not sure, but maybe you can answer that. Thank you.
Okay, so it's an interesting question. So let's talk about hemoglobin A1C and its relationship to blood sugar. So in previous times, the only way that we had to determine a person's blood sugar was to do a blood draw. That was in the older days before they developed finger sticks. And finger sticks are kind of a nuisance and they can be painful, but they do enable you to self-check your blood sugar and maybe check under certain circumstances. Maybe you're taking insulin, you want to see if your blood sugar is too low, or maybe is it really time to take a little more insulin, so you would do a finger stick and find out. And that was a self-empowering thing for diabetics. Then along came something called hemoglobin A1C. So let's explain what hemoglobin A1C is. Hemoglobin is a protein that's in blood. It actually was discovered by Linus Pauling. And hemoglobin binds oxygen, but it also can become glycosylated. You know, just as too much sugar will cause our proteins in our body to become glycosylated and we develop wrinkles and we develop organ damage, high levels of blood sugar or any levels of blood sugar will ultimately glycosylate our proteins, and hemoglobin is no different from all the other proteins in our body. So ingenious scientists figured out that you could do a blood draw and look at the red blood cell glycosylation, that is the glycosylation of the hemoglobin, and get an average of blood sugar for the duration of the lifetime of that red blood cell. So imagine that red blood cell is traveling around for 4 months, which is the lifespan of a red blood cell. And most of the time the blood sugar is good, but some, you know, you go on a bender and you eat a lot of sugar, it's Christmas time, and that's for like a month. But the rest of the time you're eating pretty virtuously. Well, that will somewhat increase your hemoglobin A1C, but it will not, it'll be outweighed by the rest of the time when you're eating virtuously. So the hemoglobin A1C is used to determine blood sugar control over time, which is an advantage over a single blood sugar, because maybe the times that you're checking your blood sugar, you don't get an accurate representation of what your blood sugar is. You may be checking when you're ultra, ultra cautious, or you may be checking when you're thinking your blood sugar is sky high. And so you want kind of an average over time of what your blood sugar is, and that's what hemoglobin A1C is. Hemoglobin A1C of 4.7 is quite low, but I've had times where my hemoglobin A1C has been that low, and it's the result of a careful diet in a healthy individual. More commonly, hemoglobin A1C in people is in the 5 range. When it gets up to 5.7, anywhere up to about 6.2, it's metabolic syndrome or insulin resistance. And insulin is another thing that you can measure to determine, you know, even if you have normal blood sugar, maybe you've got an excess of insulin, you're developing insulin resistance. That's another thing you can look at. But generally when hemoglobin A1C is above 6.2 or sometimes 6.4, we consider that diabetic. And it's not uncommon that poorly controlled diabetics have a hemoglobin A1C of 9, 10, 11, 12, way high. Okay, so what can happen to mess that up, that there's a discordance? Well, on the one hand, you could, and it's usually the other way around. It's usually that your blood sugars are lower than your hemoglobin A1C would indicate. So what will happen is that, you know, your blood sugars may seem fairly normal, but your hemoglobin A1C is kind of high. In this instance, the hemoglobin A1C is lower than the blood sugars you're getting. And there's some reasons for that. It has to do with the lifetime of the red blood cell, okay? So if that red blood cell, instead of living for 4 months, it only lives for 2 months, it doesn't have that much time to be exposed to the sugar that's in your blood. And thus, you may have a lowered hemoglobin A1C falsely. That's a false flag. And what are some of the conditions that do that? Well, hemolytic anemia, sickle cell anemia, or maybe even sickle cell trait, thalassemia, which is more common not just in African Americans, but in people of a Mediterranean background. So I don't know if this individual is, you know, perhaps has thalassemia trait. Fairly common. Blood loss, as in heavy menstrual bleeding, right? You know, because let the blood cells depart from the body. So, you know. They don't hang around as long. Chronic kidney disease, liver disease, or certain medications like aspirin and some other drugs like antiretroviral drugs that patients with HIV use. So I don't know about your medical history. And then pregnancy, which is evidently not the case for this male caller, right? Especially in the later stages of pregnancy, there could be a discordance, which falsely reassures you that your blood sugar is pretty well controlled when it's not. Okay? So, and then the opposite can happen too, like very high triglycerides can give you a false increase, and taking opioids and lead poisoning can cause a false increase in your hemoglobin A1C. So there's a bunch of, like, kind of, you know, rare instances. You don't really have to memorize this. You can look it up in the table. Okay, so I don't know what's applicable to you. I'd have to take a medical history. But I would say this is not a worrisome thing, okay? Because the other ways to find out if you're metabolically healthy, you know, if your triglycerides are good, if you measure your insulin and your insulin is relatively low, you actually want a kind of a single-digit insulin. you also, you know, look at your BMI, or better yet, your waist-to-hip ratio or your waist-to-height ratio, and determine your metabolic fitness from that. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with you, but it's an interesting discussion point of why there may be a departure from your hemoglobin A1C vis-a-vis your routine blood sugar readings. Okay? Here's something that I'm really into these days. Collagen. And I add it to my shake now in the mornings. Collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body. Gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. And it also keeps your skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging and wrinkling. And it provides the amino acids that are essential for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. So I'm a fan of collagen. It's also great for joint protection. Studies show that collagen helps to relieve joint inflammation and pain. So the collagen that I use and recommend is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid, biotin to heal and nourish your skin. Visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman, or call 888-592-9909. And we want you to try it, because I think once you try it, you're going to enjoy incorporating this in your routine. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein, or call 888-592-9909. All right, here's another reason to follow a healthy diet. Okay, chronic pain. Chronic pain, big problem. Lots of people suffering from chronic pain. The guy who assassinated the CEO executive probably suffered from chronic pain due to a back injury. A healthy diet helps the weighty battle with chronic pain, according to research at the University of South Australia. It turns out, well, here's a stat. 30% of the population suffers from chronic pain, and that means tens and tens of millions of people suffering from chronic pain. This study is entitled Better Diet Quality is Associated with Reduced Body Pain in Adults. Now, you might say, okay, well, yeah, better diet means you're less overweight. Okay, so that could just be lose weight, even with a crappy diet. You know, just eat, you know, McDonald's hamburgers all day long, but don't eat anything else, and you'll lose some weight. Well, no. It is regardless of adiposity. In other words, even folks who were at normal or underweight experienced improvements in body pain if they followed a healthier diet. So very interesting study, because something about the pro-inflammatory effects of ultra-processed foods, which we've been talking a lot about on today's broadcast. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
'Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at The Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle-car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam, after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Restoring truth. Correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome, and ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. You can call that number anytime you like during the week and record a question. We'll take another one of those later. Here's an announcement from our friends at Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. They want to help you stay healthy this holiday season while keeping costs down. And so, special offer, as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples. Just go to kyolic.com/radio, kyolic.com/radio, click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and fill out the form at the bottom. No purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from Kyolic. All right. When I began taking this stuff, I believed in its potential to help support my continued athletic performance as I age. So I placed a bet on that by taking the supplement. And in addition, I was happy to welcome the folks at MitoPure as a sponsor. The active ingredient is urolithin A. And what sold me was a study looking at older individuals and how taking urolithin A improved their walking distance. In other words, it was a timed walk. They gave them, I don't know, a few minutes, a set time, and they saw how far they could go with or without the MitoPure. And it turns out with the MitoPure, they were able to cover more distance. And I thought, this is very promising. So fast forward to now, and we have the holy grail of sports nutrition, which is a double-blind placebo-controlled trial looking at strength in young athletes. Now, there are a lot of things that purport to increase athletic performance. You've got creatine, you've got all kinds of things. I mean, just go to a health food store these days. You'll see these big vats of things that they sell to bodybuilders and young guys who are trying to be shredded, and they purport to improve their strength, endurance, and build muscle. We finally have a study looking at urolithin A, and it was not conducted by the company, which is kind of interesting. So what some researchers said, hey, send us some of your stuff, and we'll test it out in athletes. So they said, fine. They weren't involved in the study, so it wasn't biased. Urolithin A's benefits for muscle strength and endurance get a boost from a randomized controlled trial. They looked at 20 resistance-trained men with an average age of 24 to participate in a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. And what they found is an improvement in maximum voluntary isometric contraction and repetitions to failure performance. In other words, how many reps at a very high weight you can do. And the data also indicated that urolithin A led to significant decreases in C-reactive protein. Yeah, we've been talking about that, a marker of inflammation, which can be raised with exercise, but urolithin A attenuated that increase compared to the placebo. I'm Dr. Ronald Howe.
As students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I definitely got something out of this talking to him. I learned a lot. You was just saying how you was talking a lot about, you know, passion and stuff. And I know that when I get older, I want to do something that I'm passionate about so that I can do it until I stop.
Well, good. What's the best part of your day?
Waking up.
Mm-hmm. What else? Give me a sense of what you really enjoy.
I enjoy making money.
Really? You like business?
Definitely, yeah.
Good. How have you gone about making money so far?
I already got a job. I got a side business. I'm pretty straight right now.
Okay, we're going to have to spend some time talking to you.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's Wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the reshaped capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night, through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And once again, I'll remind you that you call 877-726-8255. And you can ask a question or you can report on maybe something that we've talked about here on this program that you've tried, or some sort of medical misadventure. Try to make it pithy and not too complicated so that it is conducive to answering on the air. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's hear this one.
I'm asking this question on behalf of my husband. So he had, under a CT scan from a previous cancer, they noticed a nodule on his prostate and did the PI-RADS MRI on him, which came back as a 4. So they biopsied his prostate, and it came back benign. However, he had atypical cells. So my question is, what type of diet would be best for my husband at this point? I'm hearing so many different conflicting things, whether it's involving glucose, animal protein, carbohydrates, and I do understand glucose is, that's just a big no-no. We know that. That's been eliminated from his diet. But my confusion stands more with the animal protein versus plant protein and then the involvement of carbohydrates with the plant-based diet. And I have no idea what direction to go with that. Just trying to prevent prostate cancer. Any information would be helpful. We would really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. This is a subject that we have covered. We recently interviewed Dr. Gio Espinosa, who is a naturopathic urologist who has an extensive website on the subject and has written books on the subject of natural treatment and prevention of prostate cancer. And so that's a good resource, drgeo.com, I believe it is. But there is some controversy over what type of diet to undertake with cancer in general, but specifically prostate cancer. Certainly there's a contribution from carbohydrates because we know that individuals who have diabetes, insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, they have a higher risk of certain cancers like breast cancer, prostate cancer. So it's important to somewhat restrict carbohydrates. But then the question is, well, okay, should you go on a ketogenic diet? In other words, no carbohydrates, eat a ton of meat and fat. And the concern with that is that meat and fat are sometimes repository for added hormones if they're not organic, and it's expensive to eat purely grass-fed organic meat and cheese products continuously. But, you know, I guess it could be accomplished, but it could be a pricey undertaking. The concern, too, is that too much of any nutrient can be conducive to prostate cancer growth. There's something called IGF-1. Insulin growth factor 1, which is raised both by excessive carbohydrates, but it's also raised by excess calories in general and excess protein. So I would recommend kind of a spare diet, a diet to keep weight from the pounds from adding on, but something along the lines of a Mediterranean diet, rich in olive oil, rich in omega-3 fatty acids, rich in the beneficial polyphenols that you get from tea and fresh fruits and vegetables. That, I think, would be the most reasonable diet to undertake. Then you may want to add spices and things like curcumin, which has an anti-inflammatory effect, EGCG from green tea. There's also DIM, which is a concentrate of broccoli that may be helpful. Sulforaphane also comes from broccoli. I worked a lot with men who have a history of prostate cancer, don't want it to come back, or have what's called a watchful waiting status, which is either an early cancer that we can just do active surveillance on, or a cancer that a precancer such as your husband has, because right now there is no detectable cancer. There's just some abnormal cells, and, you know, he could happily go to his grave at 135 with some abnormal cells. We know that men past a certain age, they do have sometimes precancerous cells in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, which ultimately are not destined to cause life-threatening prostate cancer. The body handles these things, and they're very slow-growing. So don't forget tomatoes, which contain lycopene, which actually has demonstrable anti-cancer effects. You could take lycopene capsules as well. But these are some of the things that I think could make a difference. But also do visit Dr. Gio's website, drgeo.com, to get a whole lot of information about what the science says about the relationship between diet and prostate cancer. This item, and yeah, it's the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Yeah, a lot of holiday gatherings, and, you know, somebody standing in a corner, blowing their nose and coughing, or maybe you're on the subway, and now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. I don't go a day without it. I take it regularly, and if I feel like I'm coming down with something, I double my dose. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, which is Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information or to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518, and use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout. Get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. And look for our upcoming interview with an integrative oncologist, because we're not just talking about colds and flu. We're also talking about the potential for immune boosting in the treatment and prevention of cancer with Dr. Michael Karlfeld, who is an integrative oncologist utilizing the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies to achieve better outcomes for his patients. And he's a big fan of Empower Plus. Okay, this item has to do with the relationship between long-term antibiotic use and the risk of rheumatoid arthritis. Another reason to avoid unnecessary antibiotics. Long-term antibiotic exposure may be linked to a higher risk for rheumatoid arthritis. They looked at a bunch of folks, 312,000 patients in the analysis, and 29,000 were diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And they looked at the likelihood that there was a relationship between excessive antibiotic use during a five-year exposure period and the development of rheumatoid arthritis. And indeed, they found a hazard ratio of about 30% higher risk of rheumatoid arthritis if a person had taken a large number of antibiotics as an antecedent to their diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis. Specifically, individuals who received antibiotics for at least 90 days had a nearly twofold greater risk of developing rheumatoid arthritis. Now, look, in the study, it doesn't mean everybody who took antibiotics developed rheumatoid arthritis. It just means that there was a risk associated with taking antibiotics. And so what this speaks to is the potential that the microbiome, the balance of bacteria in your intestinal tract, has an impact on the likelihood of an autoimmune condition. And so protecting the microbiome, shielding it from destruction by antibiotics and other harmful influences, i.e., an ultra-processed diet, that this might be one of our bulwarks against rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune diseases. Our number, 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event!
Promises to one's community.
Healthy people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
For eligible individuals 18 and older with self-perceived mild to moderate hearing loss only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
Life without hearing aids can be frustrating.
Andy, did you hear what she just said?
No, I'm sorry. What did I miss?
I said I got the promotion, Dad. I thought you would be excited.
You're missing out on the important moments of your life because you just can't hear them. It's time to try the Jabra Enhance Select 500, our smallest, most advanced hearing aid. With proprietary speech clarity technology, even the most complex listening situations like a noisy restaurant are crisp and clear. And you can get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional care you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. Get Jabra Enhance over-the-counter hearing aids and stop missing the important moments. Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. Jot that number down for reference because you can call during the week and record a question. So President Trump was asked recently if he was going to support RFK Jr. in looking at the vaccine autism link. And he outraged many observers by saying, yes, I will look at it. He says, I will look at anything that could plausibly explain why so many of our young kids are developing autism. even if it's something like chlorine in drinking water. And then the outrage was amplified because how could he make such a crazy suggestion? He's a guy who sometimes shoots from the hip and says stuff that is outrageous. But maybe not so outrageous, because in light of a recent study, and maybe he was thinking about this, maybe he read the news and saw this, scientists identified previously unknown compound in drinking water. An international team of scientists has discovered a previously unknown compound that is prevalent in U.S. drinking water, sparking concern about potential public health risks. The mystery compound is called chloronitramide anion, which forms from the decomposition of chloramines, which come from chlorinated water. These are disinfectants that have been used for decades to safeguard people from infectious diseases. In the U.S. alone, more than 113 million people, about a third of the country's population, drink chloraminated water, water that contains these disinfectants. But they didn't anticipate that through some sort of hitherto ignored chemistry, all chlorinated waters, to some extent, may contain some of this previously unknown compound. According to researchers like David Warman, he's an environmental engineer at the Environmental Protection Agency, it has similarity to other toxic molecules. The compound is so small, it doesn't readily break apart, and so it has remained undetected by previously used methods like mass spectrometry. But with high sensitive methods, they've now determined the compound's concentration in a range as high as about 100 micrograms per liter, which surpasses most regulatory limits for other disinfection byproducts, which hover between 60 and 80 micrograms per liter. They don't know what the potential health consequences are, and it's a far cry to suggest that this might contribute to neurodegenerative problems or even autism, but these are some of the things that we need to look at in our food supply and water supply if we're going to make America healthy again. This item has to do with heart failure. You know, more and more people are surviving heart attacks, and that's to the good because of high-tech measures, greater recognition that people who have heart attacks need revascularization promptly. And the problem is that they're then living longer with damaged hearts and developing congestive heart failure. And our treatments for congestive heart failure are not that great. So here's a study looking at omega-3 fatty acids for protection against the development of heart failure, which, by the way, is one of the most common causes of hospitalization in the United States today. So this meta-analysis looked at 30,000 patients with coronary artery disease. It showed that omega-3 reduced risk of all-cause mortality by 10%, that's dying of any cause, cardiovascular mortality by 18%, heart attack risk by 23%, sudden cardiac death by 33%, and hospitalization for heart failure or unstable angina by 25%. People with the highest plasma levels of omega-3 fatty acids were 21% less likely to develop heart failure over the 14 years of follow-up compared to people with the lowest levels. So, ample evidence that EPA, DHA, around 1.4 grams per day would be protective against an array of heart problems. And finally, this, well, a lot of people becoming vegetarians these days, they're concerned about harmful ingredients in the diet. The problem is moving towards vegetarianism is not a panacea for improved health. This according to a study. Vegetarians consume more ultra-processed food than those who regularly eat meat. And the reason being is that often folks on a vegetarian diet resort to more foods like pizza, fake meats, noodles, even candy bars, cereals, and these are ultra-processed foods. These foods have been found to contain a host of added, sometimes unhealthy compounds. So vegetarianism per se, don't, if you're going to be a vegetarian, please, please don't be a junk food vegetarian just because you want to reduce your intake of saturated fat or meat. Those can be good sources of protein and beneficial nutrients. Well, I just want to say that it's been a pleasure talking to you today, and if you want to take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, follow the Intelligent Medicine podcast on your favorite podcast app and get new episodes downloaded every weekday. We've got lots and lots of new copy every week. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Dr. Ronald Hoffman for the latest health news and fully vetted product recommendations. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter for in-depth articles on the most relevant health stories. And check out the hub for all things Intelligent Medicine, our website at drhoffman.com. And don't forget our campaigns, the Free Speech for Health campaign, the Alliance for Natural Health. Just go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That's drhoffman.com/ANH if you're in a generous mood. Make a contribution. I'll be matching all contributions and donations up to a total of $5,000. We also have a special offer on getting started with personalized nutrition. It's a self-paced one-hour course with video, reference sheets, and more, all with the goal of helping you harness the power of personalized nutrition. The course is regularly $49, but as an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get access to this vital content for just $29. Just go to the ANA.org/Hoffman. That's the ANA.org/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman29 for the exclusive discount. The ANA believes personalized nutrition holds the greatest potential to solve the chronic disease epidemic, and that's why I'm a big supporter of their work. And finally, immunity is a big theme as we try to avert colds and flus this holiday season. Take your power back when it comes to your immune health. Get my special report, Immunity Reset, a personalized plan to pandemic-proof your body and build resilience for a long, healthy life. Just go to drhoffman.com and click on the Read drop-down menu, then click Immunity Reset for this valuable free content and share it with your friends and family. Have yourselves a great pre-holiday week. We'll be back with more, even though the holidays are looming. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for listening. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue.
Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. President Trump settles a defamation lawsuit with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos said in an interview that a jury found Trump liable for rape in the case of E. Jean Carroll, which is untrue. The network agreed to pay $15 million and issue an apology. Incoming Senate Majority Leader John Thune setting an aggressive schedule for 2025.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Senator Thune shares his outlook for the coming Congress.
We got a two-year window here to get a lot of things done, and we intend to make good use of it.
The incoming Majority Leader says the GOP-led Senate needs to help President-elect Donald Trump establish his sprawling agenda on day one of his second term. From approving cabinet selections to helping pare down the federal government and reining in the federal budget, the South Dakota senator thinks the major points could be achieved by next summer. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Two men are in custody after flying a drone dangerously close to Boston's Logan International Saturday afternoon. Three suspects were found. Two were arrested. Storms across the U.S. bring heavy snow, dangerous ice, and a tornado to California.
A rare Central California tornado touched down Saturday in Scotts Valley, tossing cars, uprooting trees, and sending several people to the hospital. The National Weather Service says it's the first since records have been kept. Meteorologist Dalton Barringer.
EF1 tornado that produced winds up to 90 miles per hour.
In San Francisco, 80 mile per hour winds did damage, but did not rise to a tornado.
We're not on to something, you know, new and unprecedented here. It's kind of more like luck of the draw.
Elsewhere, more than a foot of snow fell at some Lake Tahoe ski resorts. A 112 mile per hour gust was recorded at Mammoth Mountain. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Gift giving occurs year-round, whether for birthdays, holidays, or a special expression of thanks to your best clients and customers. Of course you want to show your love and gratitude, but you also want to give a gift that provides a positive image of you and your organization. Solaire infrared grills from besthotgrill.com are both practical and unforgettable. Made in the USA, Solaire has a grill for most budgets, but more importantly, Solaire delivers the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Impressive out of the box, and even more so in use, the Solaire infrared grills are the gift of value that will build relationships. With every great tasting, juicy meal enjoyed from their Solaire, they'll think of you. Step up your gift giving. Learn more about the amazing Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Besthotgrill.com.
TikTok is challenging a Canadian government order to shut them down due to national security concerns.
The company says it filed an application for a judicial review with the federal court in Vancouver. The application seeks to set aside the order for TikTok to wind up and cease its business in Canada. The Canadian federal government last month announced it was ordering TikTok's dissolution after a national security review of its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. Bob Agner reporting.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is recovering from hip replacement surgery in Germany. New California Senator Adam Schiff said he's spoken to family members who told him she is doing well. Her office says Pelosi underwent the surgery after getting injured during a trip to Luxembourg last week. She fell down stairs. A new study done by Portugal researchers finds that the coffee may be increasing your lifespan. Study found it adds 2 years to your life. News and analysis at townhall.com. SpaceX is launching a new mission.
Billionaire Elon Musk company wants to make its Starbase site a new Texas city and has sent a letter to local officials requesting an election to turn what it calls Starbase into an incorporated city. Starbase is the South Texas site where SpaceX builds and launches its massive Starship rockets. The area is on the southern tip of Texas at Boca Chica Beach near the Mexican border. The county's top executive has confirmed they received the proposal and said the county will inspect the petition for statutory compliance before putting it to a vote. John Scott reporting.
The defense fund for the charged killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is growing. Multiple online fundraisers for Luigi Mangione have been started by anonymous individuals. One of them on the website GiveSendGo has raised over $100,000 as of Sunday morning. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Today, we have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio. He is the one, the only Medicare whisperer, Mr. Mark Squires. And Mark, how about that for an introduction?
That was lovely. Can we just do that again? I really enjoyed that. I'll just sit here and watch.
You know, some of these radio shows have this computer-generated voice with all of the accolades and past accomplishments, and we need to make one of those for you.
Well, I prefer actual intelligence to artificial intelligence.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, that's a different flavor of AI, I guess. So.
Yeah, it is.
We seem to be lacking a lot of that in today's world, but anyway, that's for another show.
No, actual intelligence?
Yeah.
That would be another show.
Yeah. So if you want to reach out to Mark Squires, again, he is the Medicare Whisperer. If you have Medicare questions, Mark has Medicare answers at 816-399-4871. Anywhere in the country, just call that number and he can help you out, answer your questions. 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, we just wrapped up the annual election period. So now you just go on vacation. There's nothing to do.
No, I have to be on the radio with Steve Kuiker.
Well, besides that.
No, that is not the case. In fact, that is a common misconception. People think, oh, well, you hit December 7th, and you go home, you go to bed, and that's it. Life is over until...
And the 8th, you just hang out till Christmas and New Year and kind of maybe kick it back up next spring or summer.
Yeah, well, at the 8th, I was at church, but that's not the case. Our calendar is just as busy now as it was last week. Because we have ACA, the pre-65 Affordable Care Act insurance, as well as those people who are aging into Medicare in January, February, and March.
Mm-hmm.
They get involved in the universal consciousness of Medicare, thinking they have to do something because that's the way it works with employer insurance. And we explain, no, you don't have to worry about anything. You could ignore this, and we'll meet with you right after that. So as I I looked at the calendar. I think we had almost as many appointments this week as we did the last 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is really good when you own the business.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's because you and your team do a fantastic job, and I'm not
Thank
just
you.
Saying that. It's true, because I take my mom to you, and you do a fantastic job. So that I'm not surprised by that, and I'm happy to hear that. So let's talk about what you experienced over that October the 15th to December the 7th annual election period.
Oh, my goodness. So in a typical year, we'll have between 45 and 50% of our clients do a review.
Yep.
But there were so many changes and so much information swirling around that we actually had, of our existing clients, 73% of them did a review this year, which kept us very busy. And then, in addition to that, with all the changes, especially with Humana dropping Prime Healthcare's contract and some of the Blue Cross Blue Shield affiliates around the country getting out of the Medicare Advantage business, we yep. actually brought in right at 100 new-to-us clients. And what really was shocking is in those meetings how very poorly those clients had been educated by their prior agents. Mm. So many times what we heard was one of our new clients say, we explained the whole thing to them. We take
yeah.
the time. You know, you've been through a meeting with
yeah.
me.
Yeah, yeah, it's
and
very thorough.
So, well, the last person we worked with just had us sign an application and said, wait for that book to come in the mail and read it.
Oh.
okay. Yeah, because that book that comes right before Christmas, you have nothing else to do in
yeah.
life.
And like you're going to understand that anyway.
Right. We speak Medicare so the clients don't have to.
Yeah.
So we take the time to simplify the complexities of Medicare and teach the clients what they're enrolling in. And, of course, with lifetime claim support, we expect to have a long-term relationship with those clients. And we want them to call us if they have a question. We don't want to just say, sign here and good luck. The way I look at it is, and you've heard me say it before on the show, is we want to custom tailor a shield around our client to protect their resources and assets, what they worked so hard for 25, 35, 45, 50-plus years to save and accumulate. That's really what we're trying to do. And when you run into an agent who says, sign here and read the book when it comes in the mail,
yeah.
Let me interpret that. Here's a blue box. Now fit yourself into it. Good luck.
Yeah. And, well, it's very transactional. There's nothing personal. There's nothing. There's no customization. There's no finding out about what you have to build that. There's no shield. There's no nothing. It's transactional.
That's it. It's frankly, you would get probably better service from a used car salesman than you would from those kind of agents.
Yep.
And, you know, you've heard me say before, our agents are salary-based. They're not worried about making the next sale. We are relationship-based, not transaction-based. Of course, if we don't make a sale, we don't make money. But, you know, if the right thing to do for that client is to not make a sale, and I had several of those, especially
yep.
with some postal workers because of what's going on with them, it was, you know, what you're doing is working good. I really don't think we should make any changes.
Don't mess with it, yeah.
And then I always say, did you see what just happened here? And they'll say, what? I said, you just met an insurance agent who didn't try to sell you something.
Yeah, that's almost impossible.
Well, if you come to my office, we'll do what's right for
yeah.
the client.
Yeah.
Of course, we saw fewer choices across the board in Medicare Part D plan offerings and Medicare Advantage plan options in the Kansas City area where Steve and I live. We used to have 27 different Medicare Advantage options. We were down to 15.
Mm.
And we had about 22, 23 drug plan options. We were down to 11.
Wow.
So
yeah.
massive changes with companies leaving the market and merges and that type of thing. And Steve, the amount, and I hate to use this word, I really do, but the amount of misinformation and misunderstanding among the advertisers, among the actual people who use the product, it's so many scare tactics are used. And like I've said before, original Medicare has two moving parts, Steve.
Yep.
There's more moving parts to a paper airplane.
Yeah.
Nothing with two moving parts is that complex.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
yet we have a tendency to because people want to make a sale, they want to make that transaction. They just make it more and more complicated till somebody gives up and says, okay, I'll buy it.
Well, they make it, I think it's a very shady sales tactic. I see that in senior care all the time. But they tell you all this stuff, they overwhelm you, and they get you confused, and then you have to depend on that person then to explain it, and pretty soon you're going to make that sale there. It's a terrible sales tactic.
No, it is, and it's predatory. In my opinion, that's my professional opinion, my personal opinion, that is a predatory way of dealing with people. And, you know, we're 67.8 million Americans on Medicare. And I just don't, you know, Steve, you and I are going to be in that category one of these days. And I don't want somebody to be predatory to me. Now, I'm pretty sure I'm going to write my own Medicare plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
My wife is in a category where she will be turning 65 here in a few months. I got home from work last night. There was a Post-it note on my front door.
Oh, from
an agent.
Oh, my gosh.
Who said, Tina, I've been trying to get a hold of you. Give me a call, and wrote the phone number and the person's name. And I'm like, I thought, well, here's somebody wants to buy our house. So I Googled the phone number. I'm like, oh, this is a Medicare agent.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know which, you know, the company she works for, I won't name it here, but they don't sell Medicare Advantage or Medicare Supple or Medicare Part D, so it's legal for them to do that.
Okay.
But I'm not too sure if I should try to recruit this person for having the chutzpah.
Well, maybe.
I thought about it. So
they're hustling for the sale.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. However, I just want to reiterate, Steve, there's no need for people to be afraid of Medicare. It's just not that complex. Get somebody on your side that cares about you, that cares about your family. You know, the number one fear of people when they're learning about Medicare and they're going to enroll in Medicare, their number one fear is, I'm going to make the wrong choice. And over again, for the whole of the Medicare Advantage plan, our new-to-us clients told us that no one had ever explained Medicare in such an easy-to-understand way.
Well, you probably, you know, get a little bit embarrassed or whatever, but I'll just say it. When we're sitting there and you're explaining it, it makes sense. And when I've heard other people explain it, it does not make sense. And it's just as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. It's as easy as screwing in a light bulb.
Yeah. All right. So if this is getting your attention, resonating with you, and you're like, wait a minute, you know, I'm not getting that kind of a service, or I'm hearing a lot from my Medicare person that, you know, I think a transaction for them. If it's just not sitting well with you, reach out to Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer. He can talk to you about these things, and you may have a much better experience with Mark. 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. During the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, you can apply for a Medicare supplement without answering health questions. Does that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
For eligible individuals 18 and older with self-perceived mild to moderate hearing loss only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
Life without hearing aids can be frustrating.
Andy, did you hear what she just said?
No, I'm sorry. What did I miss?
I said I got the promotion, Dad. I thought you would be excited.
You're missing out on the important moments of your life because you just can't hear them. It's time to try the Jabra Enhanced Select 500, our smallest, most advanced hearing aid. With proprietary speech clarity technology, even the most complex listening situations like a noisy restaurant are crisp and clear. And you can get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional care you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. Get Jabra Enhance over-the-counter hearing aids and stop missing the important moments. Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. During the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, you can apply for a Medicare supplement without answering health questions. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Mark, why is that statement false?
Well, the real answer is it depends.
That sounds like an attorney.
It's a common misconception during the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, which we'll discuss in just a moment, is that people think, well, during that time I can go back to original Medicare and I can disenroll from my Medicare Advantage and I'm guaranteed to get a Medicare supplement. And we get that call a lot, and I hate to say it, but there are some social workers out there that give people that advice, and I'm not throwing the social workers under the bus. It's just not true.
Yeah.
There are a few instances where you would have a guaranteed issue period, but generally speaking, it's not. You have to answer the health questions. Now, a good Medicare broker knows the personalities of the different companies, because not every company says no to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you might be that person who's maybe you think you couldn't get one, and maybe you're taking 20 units of insulin a day. Well, I can think of at least three companies that will take you in underwriting in that situation. Again, get with a local, well-experienced Medicare brokerage company like the Medicare Whisperer. Let us do the heavy lifting and guide you correctly.
And that's why I always recommend to my clients and my listeners, reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871. You can also visit online at lifewithmedicare.com.
Hey, that's my website.
That's it.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah, now, listeners, I want you to pay very close attention here, because several months ago, we were doing the show, and Steve referred to the annual election period as open enrollment, and I lovingly corrected him as, no, it's not. So now we're going to let Steve say those words without getting in trouble. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, you kind of barked at me. You're like,
say it! Say it!
Get that right, Steve. It's, it was lovingly, but I don't know. I think I kind of got corrected. So now I can say it?
You say it.
Open enrollment.
Oh, you did that so well.
Woo.
Applause, applause.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, so right now, it's today is the 14th of December. Everything's good, and, you know, kumbaya, Christmas is here, New Year's. But starting January 1st, we enter the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, which lasts until March 31st. And this is a time when Medicare beneficiaries can do the following. They can make a one-time change from one Medicare Advantage plan to another. They can return to original Medicare and purchase a prescription drug plan, or they can return to original Medicare only. Now, the key is it's a one-time change. So if you enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan during the annual election period, that's where Steve got in trouble.
Yeah.
And you said, you know what, I'm just not comfortable with this. I would like to explore some other options. You can still do that. If you suddenly find out that your favorite primary care physician is no longer in network, or your favorite nurse practitioner is no longer in network for your plan, you have a one-time option to do some research and make a change. Again, you can go back to original Medicare. Just remember that under Medicare Part B, you are subject to 20% of every bill, and there's no cap to that 20%. And you should have prescription drug coverage, and we'll talk about prescription drug coverage on another show. Or you can just go back to original Medicare if you have other prescription coverage, such as VA benefits, something like that. But open enrollment allows people who may be unsure of their plan election during AEP to consider and perhaps change to a different option, including applying for a Medicare supplement. In most cases, though, Steve, underwriting questions must be answered. And that's not the end of the world. We've done some tremendous things with people who have had some health challenges, and we still got them issued. So the main thing is, even though your agent, if you're not working with a Medicare whisperer, should have taken the extra step to make sure all your medical providers are in network for your plan, if you suddenly find out that Dr. Knows More is not in your network, and you're going to be forced to go to Dr. Knows Less, you probably want to make a change.
All right, you heard it. So if you're one of those folks who either made a change or wish you would have made a change, and now you have that buyer's remorse, almost like Mark mentioned earlier, you have a fear of, oh gosh, did I do the right thing? There's another window open to where you can possibly correct
that. Yes, absolutely.
All right, and now this.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, so we're going to have a consumer alert. As we just discussed, the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period starts on January the 1st, and it runs through March the 31st.
That's right, the first quarter of the year. The consumer alert, though, is during this time, the scammers come out in full force again.
I almost called you on the 7th saying, well, thank goodness we don't have to deal with all this Medicare stuff, but the scammers are still out there, I guess.
The scammers.
They're always there.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And so here's the thing. Agents like me and my team at the Medicare Whisperer, we're prohibited from directly marketing the open enrollment period. We're not allowed to do it. Agents are prohibited from unsolicited knocking of doors, unsolicited phone calls, unsolicited emails, and yet the scammers break all the rules. They will come to your door in some cases. I heard a case the other day where somebody knocked on a door and said, Mrs. Medicare person, have you got your new Medicare book? And they thought, well, this person must be from Medicare.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
We won't talk about, well, we fixed the problem. But we're not allowed to market. Now, your doctor can talk to you about it. Your doctor can say, hey, by the way, we're no longer in network for your plan, so if you want to continue to see me, you need to do something about it.
Yeah.
Agents are prohibited from knocking on doors. Now, I mentioned earlier there was one that did, but their particular company just doesn't deal in the Medicare Advantage space, so I guess they get by with it. And I want to reiterate this, Steve. We've talked about it several times over the years you've had me on the show. No one is ever going to call you from Medicare or from Social Security and ask for your Medicare ID number or Social Security number. I know what you think of the government. I know you think they're not very smart, but they actually do have your Medicare ID number and your Social Security number. Nobody needs to call you and ask for it.
That's right.
So in the words, well, very, very deep voice, but in Nancy Reagan's words, just say no. Again, if somebody calls and said, did you receive your new Medicare card? Get their callback number and then call Medicare and give it to them.
Okay.
Real simple.
Yep.
And finally, never give your Medicare information to a caller who made an unsolicited call. You've got to be a savvy shopper here. You've got to take care of yourself. Of course, if you think you got tripped up in something, give us a call. We'll try to walk you through it.
And if you trust your gut on this, mm-hmm. if you're not sure about it, trust your gut. You are smart. God gave you that sixth sense. Trust your gut. And if you don't think it's right, don't take the bait.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, Mark. So coming up in the next segment, I think we're gonna talk about a senior care in the news. So I'm looking forward to that. And again, if you have questions for Mark Squires, he is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Join Tokens Radio Show every
supply and are overwhelmed with paperwork. Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This liberal attorney general thinks it's Amazon's fault. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The AG of D.C. is going after Amazon because of delivery times in rough neighborhoods. Maybe if he would go after the crime, the deliveries would come quicker. Amazon's just protecting their employees. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer from legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam, after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, back in studio with my friend and special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. If this is getting your attention, resonating with you, and you're like, wait a minute, I do have some buyer's remorse, or I do have some concerns. Maybe I should have made a change. Maybe I shouldn't have made that change. It may not be too late. There may be health insurance, you know, application questions involved. Maybe not. Call Mark for all of the information. You have Medicare questions, Mark has Medicare answers at 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And now this.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
Clearly, this is not Steve Kuecker's voice. This is Mark Squires, and we're talking about artificial intelligence in the news. Folks, it has been a terrible month for UnitedHealthcare so far. Obviously, we all know, unless we've been living under a rock, about what happened with the assassination of their president, and we're not going to take time to talk about that. But what I want to focus in on is a recent article. I'm quoting an article from FoxBusiness.com, and the title of that article is How Medicare Advantage Insurers Have Denied Patients Access to Post-Acute Care. That's actually the title of an October report that was put out by the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, or the PSI, and they targeted UnitedHealthcare in this, and I'll explain why I said that in just a minute, that their prior authorization denial rate for post-acute care jumped from 10.9% in 2020 to 22.7% in 2022. Now, I'm not going to spend your time, you know, listening to the show, reading this entire article. If you want a link to the article, just reach out through the website or give me a call, and I'll be glad to send that link to you. But here's the thing, and I'm not being an apologist for UnitedHealthcare. I have friends who work for UnitedHealthcare, and they're all devastated, and we're trying to support them. But on this issue of denied claims, look, I've seen the same issue, Steve, with every one of the Medicare Advantage companies that I've worked with over the years.
Yep.
Now, they're blaming artificial intelligence, and the truth is the developers get to tell the artificial intelligence what kind of results they want. So you know, all they have to do is tweak that a little bit and go from no, no, no to maybe, maybe, maybe. The truth is there's no reason they can't, in most cases, have instant approval or, you know, check the boxes. If one box isn't checked, then it goes to a human.
Yeah.
And I truly believe, based on the number of hearings that were done at both the House and the Senate level in 2023 and 2024, this mess is going to get cleaned up, probably sooner rather than later. But, folks, it's no secret that health insurance companies answer to the shareholders first. And if you're a shareholder of one of those companies, you probably want them to. Well, they don't answer to the policyholders. This is why I want to reiterate, Steve, it's critical to have a strong relationship with a local Medicare agent or brokerage firm who can advise you and your loved ones in these types of situations. Look, if you're needing to have some cancer treatment, God forbid, and your oncologist says, hey, we need 36 treatments, and they're only approving 26 or 28, okay, well, what are you going to do with those extras because they're $8,000 to $10,000 a piece? Oh. That's where you need a strong agent or brokerage firm. There are several agents in my office. I think we're up to 9 now. They're all trained the same way. Everybody's empowered to take care of any caller. So as much as you would love to talk to me, and if I'm available, I'll be glad to talk to you, but anybody in that office can take care of it. But it's critical to have that relationship because we want to help. And if you're in that situation, your family doesn't speak Medicare. You don't speak Medicare. We speak Medicare.
And you have an agent in your office. She actually enjoys going to battle on your behalf. She likes to fight with the insurance company.
She does. She really enjoys getting she's a grandma. And let me tell you, her little cubicle's right outside my office. And I'll hear her start with that grandma voice oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my. I'm afraid. I shut my office door when she does that.
Yeah, somebody's in trouble.
But here's what I want to point out is if you're in Medicare Advantage, it's not bad. I mean, people are going to tell you it's bad. It's not bad. It is what it is. And, you know, if you can't afford a Medicare supplement, Medicare Advantage is a good alternative. But learn how to protect yourself from the start, not when it's too late. The old saying is, don't wait for the storm to come to build your shelter. And I really want to hang out here for just a second, Steve. Look, if you've enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan and your agent did not discuss with you the weak points in that chain, a chain's only as strong as its weakest link.
Yep.
If your agent hasn't discussed that with you, you need to call us. If your agent has, you need to rethink your decisions. There are a few little pieces that are very, very inexpensive that you can put with a Medicare Advantage plan that fill those holes. If it's a hospital stay and you're going to be on the hook for $335 a day for 6 days, fill the hole. If it's a cancer claim and you're going to be on the hook for $5,000 or $6,000, fill the hole.
Well, that was one of my questions is, so your doctor says, well, you know, we need 36 cancer treatments, mm-hmm. and if your policy covers 28, okay, so you're going to be 8 short. So what would you say to that person, and how would you handle that?
Well, first thing we would do in that situation, we would get involved with social workers, whoever's in this, the oncologist's office, who is the case manager there, and we'll find out what I wasn't dotted, what T wasn't crossed.
Yep.
Because it goes to a case manager. The case manager should be called a profit manager. First step is do an appeal and do it in such a way that you don't let them wait 5 or 6 weeks to approve it. The second step is file a grievance with Medicare. We know how to do that. There's 5 levels of a grievance with Medicare. And honestly, if it gets really, really bad and out of hand, well, then you give the insurance company a black eye in the media.
Oh, okay.
And
yep.
and that has been, we've done it. Now, you know, I've gone as far as to get a senator from Missouri involved in a case 3 or 4 years ago.
Wow.
We don't want to do that. But the suggestion I'm making, though, is get some education on what else is available. Look, if a Medicare supplement's going to cost you $175 a month and a Medicare Advantage plan has a zero premium, let's redirect some of those dollars into something that will give you additional care if you have to go into skilled nursing. There's a way to build that so you're protected and it doesn't cost a lot of money. You know, see if you can put a piece in there that will cover cancer, heart, or stroke, especially if you have a history of cancer, heart, or stroke in your family like mine. My family got the trifecta.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You know, put that little piece in there. Folks, I'm not talking about a ton of money. I'm talking about $30 to $40 a month, but you owe it to yourself, to your future self, to your resources, your assets, your savings, your family, your children and grandchildren's inheritance, to have that conversation. Talk about T can I get some additional coverage? And in most cases, Steve, it's a guaranteed issue. You know, some companies go up to age 75. They don't even answer health questions. It's not like a supplement. And it's very low cost, very stable premium. It is a plan that would pay you cash. You don't have to worry about does your doctor take it or not. And I'm telling you, there's open holes there, and you really need to spend a few minutes making sure that you fill those holes. I don't want to go so far as to say I'm begging you, but I'm telling you, if that dark day comes when you're dealing with a claim denial because of one of the holes in Medicare Advantage and you didn't take time to learn what else was available, you might be sorry.
This is I go back to this all the time, proactive versus reactive. So if you wait and you just go along to get along, and if you are the customer of that insurance agent where you are you're a transaction to them. Here, just sign this thing and just read your Medicare book, okay? You're not going to get the customized advice and the information that you're going to get from the Medicare whisperer. And so I would rather spend some time proactively and plan for all of these scenarios than have to react and really have no options and be out tons of money.
That's it. And think about the peace of mind that you have. If you're facing those cancer treatments, you've had a stroke and you're facing skilled nursing and then having to go home and deal with all that, that little extra can give you that peace of mind. So, and I've said this before to clients, and it's one of my favorite things to say is, you need to focus on getting well,
yep,
not on the dollars and cents. And if we build it right, that's what I get to say to you or your loved ones when they call. You know, I have a client that just a few months ago was diagnosed with lung cancer. His son called me up and said, Dad's really worried about this. I said, I want you to tell your dad something. Tell him to focus on healing, not the dollars, because the truth is he's not going to be out a whole lot of dollars in this thing.
Yeah, because he worked with you, and you proactively set him up to where he has the luxury of focusing on himself, his health, his well-being, hopefully his successful recovery from this. If this is resonating with you, if you don't get all of this from your Medicare broker, call Mark Squires. Make a change. 816-399-4871. He is the Medicare Whisperer, online at lifewithmedicare.com.
And we are on social media. You can find the Medicare Whisperer at Facebook and LinkedIn.
Check it out. Facebook and LinkedIn, the Medicare Whisperer. Thanks, Mark, for being here today. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for having me.
All right. I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855 855-
201-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
One thing I can pull from the conversation with Paul was you don't always have to finish college to make it far. A lot of people tell you that if you go to college, you can do anything. But Paul shows that you don't have to do college and still get big.
Omar, what are you thinking about doing when you grow up?
Originally, I had planned to be a forensic scientist after high school. But I recently found a love for digital art. And I've been doing a lot of that recently. So I'm deciding on whether or not I should do that as well.
Mm-hmm. I think you guys have a lot of gifts that you may not realize.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
For eligible individuals 18 and older with self-perceived mild to moderate hearing loss only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
Life without hearing aids can be frustrating.
Andy, did you hear what she just said?
No, I'm sorry. What did I miss?
I said I got the promotion, Dad. I thought you would be excited.
You're missing out on the important moments of your life because you just can't hear them. It's time to try the Jabra Enhance Select 500, our smallest, most advanced hearing aid. With proprietary speech clarity technology, even the most complex listening situations like a noisy restaurant are crisp and clear. And you can get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional care you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. Get Jabra Enhance over-the-counter hearing aids and stop missing the important moments. Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your teacher is so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper. But you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope to see you when I wake up. I'm gonna see that you came to my house too.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So over the past couple of weeks, I've talked about the seasonal demand for senior care. I'm not going to I might just barely touch on that, but we're coming in. We're just heading right into it. The January and February, about halfway into March, the peak demand. So if I'm getting a lot of calls right now, Steve, we're thinking about making a move after the first of the year. But we heard you talking about that, and we want to get out right away. As long as you can do most of the workforce, it won't take us too long. We want to get out. We want to check out some places, make some decisions, get our name on a wait list before this big crush of people literally hit the streets and take up all the capacity and all the beds and all the apartments, et cetera. So, again, if that caught your attention on that, feel free to give me a call. We can definitely help out. We do, like I said, the vast majority work for you. And it'll give us from about, 8:15 in the morning till about 12:30, 1 o'clock, same day, boom, you're done. If you're still working, you'll miss a half day of work, and we'll get you back to your work. So we'll make the process very, very simple. You notice I didn't say easy. It's never easy, but we'll make the process simple with the minimal amount of your time needed. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We've also talked about when is the right time to make the move to a senior care community, and then what to determine before ever beginning your search. And if you missed all of that, just go back and check out the last two or three podcasts, and you can catch up on that. They're all posted at seniorcarelive.com. So now I want to do just a quick overview. I'll probably get more in-depth with this here in the next week or two. I want to give you a quick overview of all of your different options. So if you need to move from your home to a community, okay, your first step is independent living. It's an apartment with meals. Generally, that's going to be more of a lifestyle kind of a change where you're going to downsize, move into a nice apartment, have a meal or two provided, have some social opportunities available. They'll do a few trips out, once a week to a grocery store, and maybe out to do a little bit of shopping. So you're fully on your own, but you're definitely not alone. You're around a lot of other folks. And so that's the idea, is just to shed your home ownership responsibility and cost and maintenance and upkeep and all that, move into an independent living apartment. Okay, that is going to run anywhere from about $4,000 to maybe about $5,500. That would depend on the size of the apartment and how nice it is and all of those sort of things. Some of these apartments have entrance fees. The entrance fees could be anywhere from, I think nationally, a pretty good average is going to be, somewhere between $200,000 and $800,000. In the Kansas City area, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 on an entrance fee is going to get you a really nice place. You don't have to spend more than that. You certainly can, though. I've called some places out in some really high-dollar places. In California, it's been a while back, but some of those entrance fees were over $1 million. So it depends on where you live. I think the vast majority, you're going to be, $200,000 to $600,000 going to be pretty solid for you there. Some of them do not have entrance fees at all. Okay, and again, the monthly rental, the monthly amount that would be required, somewhere between about $4,000 to $5,500. You could get a little bit less than that. You could definitely spend more than that. And then the center, kind of that center lane, is referred to as assisted living. The assisted living level of care is more of a social model. It's not a medical model, but there's a tremendous amount of support for you. So they are there primarily to help you live independently, but they can help minimally or fully with your activities of daily living. So that would include bathing, dressing, grooming, using the restroom, incontinence support to a point. They will manage your medications and distribute them for you. There is a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. They make all of your meals, provide all of your snacks and hydration at that point. Doctors come in essentially making house calls. They're usually, one or two physicians. Maybe there's a whole physician group that would come in. So they would make a house call. And so that way it's very convenient. You don't have to get out to see a doctor. There's transportation. If you want to see your own doctor or maybe see a specialist, transportation to and from medical appointments. So there's a lot of support. It's just not medical in nature primarily. Okay, so that's the assisted living level of care. Typically, you'll see studios and one bedroom. Some places offer two bedroom apartments, and the average cost would be somewhere between $5,000 or $6,000to maybe $8,000 or $9,000. I think that's going to cover the majority of the cost as far as it. That's just right down the middle. Okay, and that would be per month. There is no entrance fee in the assisted living level of care. That only applies to independent living. Okay, you may have a small community fee of $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 one time, like an HOA type of a fee, but there's no entrance fee contract of six figures where they're going to refund a certain percentage of that or maybe none of that. So I'm not going to get into all that on the program today. And then the highest level of care would be long-term care. A lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home, but that is the medical model. That is the medical model. So they can provide all of the support that you would see at the assisted living level of care as well as medical support. Okay, so diabetic management with insulin injections, pain management, catheter care. So you have a urinary catheter, tube feeding, a full two-person transfer where someone at this point, and God bless them, but maybe they're just not able to move around much at all, and they're pretty much dead weight, and it takes two people or maybe even a mechanical lift to take care of that person. So there are a lot more RNs and LPNs at that long-term care level, and it's more heavier physical and demanding care as well as medical-based care. Now, can some assisted living communities provide diabetic management with insulin injections? Yeah, you can find a few. So you always have the asterisk, and you always have to read the footnote. But by and large, I'm just covering the generalities of this. A shared room in long-term care, it's mostly about the care, not too much about your personal space, and personal space comes at a premium. So the shared room or semi-private room is somewhere between $8,000 to $9,500 a month. And then a shared room is going to be about $11,000 to maybe upwards of $15,000-$16,000per month. Okay, so, and then, at least here in the KC metro area, we have
owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. Wild weather on the West Coast.
A rare Central California tornado touched down Saturday in Scotts Valley, tossing cars, uprooting trees, and sending several people to the hospital. The National Weather Service says it's the first since records have been kept. Meteorologist Dalton Berenger.
EF1 tornado that produced winds up to 90 miles per hour.
Elsewhere, more than a foot of snow fell at some Lake Tahoe ski resorts. A 112-mile-per-hour gust was recorded at Mammoth Mountain. A major ice storm hit parts of the Midwest. And in some parts of western New York, residents were cleaning up to 3.5 feet of snow. I'm Julie Walker.
Changes are coming to the FBI.
FBI Director Christopher Wray recently announced his upcoming resignation.
I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down.
His departure will come 3 years before the end of his 10-year term. Wray has come under sharp criticism from President-elect Trump, and he said his departure will avoid political distractions.
This is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray.
Trump, who has already named Kash Patel to lead the FBI, applauded the news of Wray's planned resignation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
We're getting an idea of the plans of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency and what they have for the incoming administration. On X, Doge has mentioned multiple federal agencies, including the IRS, Department of Defense, and Congress. Elon Musk has previously said his goal is to eliminate $2 trillion in federal spending, while Vivek Ramaswamy has pledged that entire agencies will be deleted. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you owe $10,000?
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Officials say the French territory in the Indian Ocean has suffered extensive damage from a powerful cyclone.
Chido slammed into Mayotte on Saturday, the worst storm to hit the islands for almost a century. Videos have shown whole neighborhoods of shacks, common housing for Mayotte's 300,000 residents, torn down by extreme winds with people picking through the rubble. 8,000 kilometers away in Paris, France's new Prime Minister, François Bayrou, held an emergency response meeting. His interior minister spoke of an emerging tragedy on Mayotte. He said it would take days to establish how many people had been killed. Thankfully, the airport is still said to be able to receive military planes, but communication is patchy and people have been struggling to contact relatives.
French authorities say they fear the death toll will be very high. One source says public facilities have been severely damaged or destroyed, including the hospital and the airport. News and analysis at townhall.com. Missouri business groups filed a lawsuit in an effort to prevent the enforcement of a law that was voter approved.
That law will raise the state's minimum wage and require employers to give workers paid sick leave. The powerful Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Restaurant and Grocers Associations say the law violates a state constitutional requirement that ballot measures only address one issue. The law increases the state's minimum wage from the current $12.30 an hour to $13.75 in January and $15 in 2026. It gives workers up to 7 paid sick days per year starting in May. John Scott reports.
Senator Chuck Schumer calling on the Department of Homeland Security to deploy drone detection technology in New York and New Jersey. Dozens of unidentified drones have been seen flying throughout the Northeast in recent weeks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend program where we talk about all the latest findings in health and nutrition. We boil it all down for you, and that's why we call it Intelligent Medicine. And you can participate by calling 877-726-8255. And to make it ultra convenient for you, even if you're not listening live to our program, which airs on weekends, perhaps you're listening to the podcast or somehow it's deep in your archives, 877-726-8255 is available to you 24/7, 365. So call that number and record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions later in the program. We've got lots to talk about today. Among the stories, boy, we have enough to talk about for three or four programs. So we're going to try and squeeze as much as we can into a couple of hours. We've got a new concerning story about Ozempic and a new potential side effect. It's bound to happen. You know, these drugs are tested on hundreds of individuals, perhaps even thousands, and then they're marketed, and then millions of people take them, and then new emerging side effects emerge. And we also have an interesting story about what's in your beer. Beer drinkers of the world, you may be drinking Weed Killer. 877-726-8255, as I said, is our number. Okay, let's go. It's time for a reckoning. And this is something that I predicted for a long time. Ever since the tobacco industry was indicted for concealing information about the harmful effects of tobacco, which they knew about, and then tried to deny, I thought eventually they'd come around to indicting ultra-processed food in the legal system. And so it has come to pass. Headline, Morgan & Morgan, which is one of the biggest law firms in the country, files lawsuit over allegedly harmful addictive ultra-processed foods. Dateline, Philadelphia, PA, Morgan & Morgan has filed a first-of-its-kind lawsuit, never before. This is unprecedented. Against food industry behemoths Kraft's, Heinz Company, Mondelez International, and others, alleging they specifically engineer their ultra-processed food products to be addictive and market those products towards children, allegedly causing chronic disease in children. Now, in order to file a lawsuit, you need a plaintiff. You can't just say, well, you know, a lot of Americans are having problems with these things. So you need someone who has suffered damages. That's one of the principles of law. And they found a guy, plaintiff Bryce Martinez, alleges the actions of Kraft, Heinz, and Mondelez International and others have caused him to develop type 2 diabetes and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease by age 16. That is an unprecedented development because kids and young people aren't supposed to develop what used to be referred to as adult onset diabetes and fatty liver. And the lawsuit alleges that Mr. Martinez suffers from severe chronic illness and will live the rest of his life sick, suffering, and getting sicker. Well, showing the crowd. The complaint details the strategic and calculated actions that Kraft Heinz, Mondelez, and others allegedly took to target children with addictive ultra-processed foods, including internal memos, strategic meetings, and the extensive research they allegedly conducted to leverage our biology and neurology to create addictive substances. In other words, to hijack our appetites and our brains to get us hooked on foods that they could profit from. And the lawsuit references scientific research. According to one of the partners at Morgan & Morgan, quote, the story of ultra-processed foods is an egregious example of companies prioritizing profits over the health and safety of the people who buy the products. They say that studies show that ultra-processed foods make up more than 73% of the food in the United States food supply, and 67% of American children's diet on average. They have it all there in the lawsuit. According to Morgan & Morgan, the defendants allegedly maximized their profits at the expense of the health of American children. Sounds a little bit like RFK Jr., right? He's certainly on the warpath against ultra-processed foods. These companies allegedly use the tobacco industry's playbook to target children, especially black and Hispanic children, with integrated marketing tie-ins with cartoons, toys, and games, along with social media advertising. They utilize athletes and popular figures to endorse colorful breakfast cereals, for example. The complaint cites dozens of studies that demonstrate the widespread health effects of ultra-processed foods, including cancers, cardiovascular disease, irritable bowel syndrome, dementia, and adverse mental health outcomes. And so this is reminiscent of what happened with the tobacco industry, about 30 years ago. Because if you remember the 1999 movie, The Insider, starring Russell Crowe, He plays Jeffrey Wigand, who was a whistleblower against his tobacco industry company, testifying ultimately, and he appeared on 60 Minutes to dish on this, that not only did they know that their products were bad, but they made them highly addictive. They put them out in various forms that made it so people would get hooked on cigarettes and buy more cigarettes. And moreover, they buried the information that showed the harmful effects of their products. So these are the antecedents if you need a lawsuit. Number one, you have to demonstrate, the science has to be there to show that something is bad. With cigarettes, it was ultimately unequivocal. We now have lots of emerging science on ultra-processed foods, although, unfortunately, as I wrote in an article in my newsletter recently, the Dietary Advisory Committee has whiffed on a recommendation that we include ultra-processed foods in the avoid list in our dietary guidelines for Americans. They couldn't come to a decision, but many of them are conflicted. Many of them are on the take from the industry that they're supposed to regulate. So, number two, they had to have known that it's bad. And there's evidence now that food industry behemoths knew all about the harmful effects of the foods that they were purveying. It also has to be demonstrated that the foods are engineered to be addictive. I have here an article from February 2024. A study shows that some ultra-processed foods are as addictive as cigarettes and cocaine. Research has emerged that they are designed to hit the bliss point, that sensory profile where you like food the most. And so this is intentional. They actually develop delivery systems for these harmful ingredients, just as the tobacco industry developed a delivery system for carcinogenic ingredients in their cigarettes. Also, they have to demonstrate the marketing to minorities and kids. Okay? And clearly, they use cartoon figures for harmful breakfast cereals. They use athletes. Often they target minorities so that kids can identify with African-American celebrities. They're conducting a concerted campaign to get kids hooked on these harmful foods at an early age. They're going to be great customers for life. And finally, they have to be in a climate where they're losing government support. And this is happening just as RFK Jr., who's an avowed foe of ultra-processed foods, is about to undergo hearings for his nomination to become Secretary of HHS. And he has said, he is unequivocally opposed to this. In his speech where he endorsed President Trump's campaign, he had this to say: "Today we spend more on health care than any country on earth, twice what they pay in Europe, and yet we have the worst health outcomes of any nation in the world. We're about 79th in health outcomes behind Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Mongolia, and other countries. Nobody has a chronic disease burden like we have. Two-thirds of American adults and children suffer from chronic health issues. 50 years ago, that number was less than 1%. So we've gone from 1% to 66%. RFK says in America, 74% of Americans are now overweight or obese, including 50% of our children. So what's causing this suffering? I'll name two culprits. First and worst is ultra-processed foods. 70% of Americans' children's diet is ultra-processed, which means industrially manufactured in a factory. These foods consist primarily of processed sugar, ultra-processed grains, and seed oils. And so we have a government climate that may be conducive to Morgan & Morgan's lawsuit. In addition, and this harkens back to the Jeffrey Wigand experience, the guy, the insider the whistleblower portrayed by Russell Crowe in the movie, the 1999 movie, The Insider, that there is intimidation against researchers by ultra-processed food manufacturers. This came out this year. A new research from the University of Bath in the UK shows researchers in the tobacco, ultra-processed food, and alcohol sectors are frequently targeted with identical intimidation tactics. Some of it has to do with deplatforming them. Some of it has to do with attacking their reputations. Who are they to say that these things are harmful? But even more insidious, to a lesser degree, they say, and I'm quoting, there are also instances of surveillance, threats of and actual violence, burglary, bribery, and cyber attacks. They say, the researchers at the University of Bath, our hope is that shining a spotlight on these highly unethical tactics may reduce their chilling effect on improving health and help researchers and advocates understand how to preempt and respond. So it'll be interesting to see how this unfolds. Big lawsuit against ultra-processed food manufacturers, and it ultimately may become a class action lawsuit as more and more people join. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocer, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
In the most complex listening situations, like a noisy restaurant, are crisp and clear. And you can get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional care you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. Get Jabra Enhance over-the-counter hearing aids and stop missing the important moments. Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your teeth are so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper, but you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope this year when I wake up, I'm going to see that you came to my house too.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. We'll take some of your recorded phone calls in just a few moments. But first, this glyphosate, commonly known as Roundup, is a weed killer whose use is ubiquitous in agriculture, and it's designed to be used on what are called Roundup-ready crops, crops that are resistant to glyphosate, to just kill the weeds but not kill the crops. So now we have GMO crops that are glyphosate-resistant, but the problem is that glyphosate is also sometimes used to preserve crops, to prevent them from developing fungal or bacterial overgrowth, so that they can be stored longer. So a high percentage of crops, even non-GMO crops, are now treated with glyphosate. And glyphosate has actually been implicated in cancer. There have been successful lawsuits by landscapers, people who say worked at golf courses and sprayed glyphosate for years and years and years, who developed lymphoma, and there is a clear link scientifically to development of cancer associated with high exposure to glyphosate. But now there's concern that it has entered our food supply. 80% of Americans have detectable levels of glyphosate in their urine. And so, beer drinkers of the world, here's another concern. Recently, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group tested beers to see if they contained glyphosate or residues of Roundup, and it turned out that they did. One of the highest was a beer from China, Tsingtao beer. That was number one, but Coors Light came in with a pretty hefty amount of glyphosate, followed by Miller Lite, Budweiser, Corona Extra, Heineken, Guinness Draft, Stella Artois, and Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. The only one that wasn't high was an organic beer called Peak Organic IPA. But the concern is that glyphosate crosses the blood-brain barrier. And in a recent study, Arizona State University researchers demonstrated that mice exposed to glyphosate developed significant brain inflammation, which is associated with neurodegenerative disease and anxiety, including markers very suggestive of increased risk for Alzheimer's disease. So we got to take a look at the pervasive use of glyphosate on our crops and eliminate it from our food supply, because more and more is emerging about its harmful effects. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This liberal attorney general thinks it's Amazon's fault. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The AG of D.C. is going after Amazon because of delivery times in rough neighborhoods. Maybe if he would go after the crime, the deliveries would come quicker. Amazon's just protecting their employees. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And in that newsletter, I run down some of the nominees for health-related positions within the incoming Trump administration. We talk about Marty McCary, Jay Bhattacharya, and we talk about, of course, RFK Jr. So it's a three-part series. Go to drhoffman.com and subscribe if you haven't already. Or you could just go to the website and check out individual articles. All right, 877-726-8255. As promised, we have some recorded calls. Let's hear one of those.
I knew individuals like Hulda Clark, Hannah Kroger, actually trained under them personally. My question is a lot of our problems are parasites, as far as what I've been taught and what I've observed and what I've studied. And I was just wondering your opinion on that. Thank you.
Okay. So you reference some figures, including Hulda Clark, who was a Canadian naturopath, and she had, I think, some interesting theories, but also some kind of eccentric theories. She claimed that all human disease was related to parasitic infection and claimed to be able to cure things like cancer and HIV/AIDS by zapping them with electrical devices, which she incidentally marketed. So I think that that's kind of eccentric. But let's look at the role that parasites play in human disease. First of all, it's an interesting finding that archaeologists have now unearthed evidence. They dug in what essentially was a sewer in the medieval city of Bruges, which is it's a World Heritage Site. It's a wonderful place to visit. And in the Middle Ages, hundreds of years ago, a very high percentage of people suffered from parasites. So that can have a very, very deleterious effect on health. Number one, it increases the risk for iron deficiency anemia and malnutrition, because the parasites kind of rob you of some of the nutrients you need, especially iron. And it could also create inflammation. And yes, inflammation can be associated with certain cancers, although the direct link between parasites and cancers is a little circumstantial. A fairly high percentage of people who have undiagnosed digestive problems may harbor parasites. It's really worthwhile looking for parasites in people who have irritable bowel syndrome, for example, that doesn't respond to ordinary dietary manipulation. But I have to say that some of these claims are bizarre and potentially fraudulent. And ironically, Clark herself ultimately succumbed to blood and bone cancer. And, you know, obviously her methods were not adequate to address some of her medical challenges. But, you know, I'm sure there's some good in terms of some of the things that she recommended. I mean, she certainly was a champion of a healthy diet. She promoted something called a liver flush, which they said helped to purge people of gallstones. I'm not entirely sure that works, but also was said to get the parasites out of your bile ducts. Again, that is, I think, kind of a dubious claim. So, you know, there's always a little bit of good. You know, broken clock gets it right a couple of times a day. But for the most part, I think those claims are exaggerated, that cancer is not a parasitic disease, although we really need to look at the potential infectious connections to certain cancers. For example, do certain viruses trigger cancer? Undoubtedly. Do chronic bacterial infections create the inflammation that sets the stage for cancer? Yes. Could parasites be part of that equation? Yes, in some cases. But overall, I think her claims were over the top. Here's something that is not over the top, and I recently talked to Lex Pelger about a new series of supplements from the good folks at CV Sciences. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Well, now our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. There are several. The Plus Health Clarity Gummies are packed with great ingredients like DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or, if you're looking for peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies are gently relaxing with a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, perhaps you're concerned about metabolic problems, the reshaped capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support optimal metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. So for more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. All right, this item, and so let's do this item right, because we are concerned about long-term side effects of some of these weight loss drugs. And a lot of people predict, rightly or wrongly, that eventually side effects will emerge so that these drugs will be recalled, which has often happened with even some of the most popular drugs. It's taken sometimes years to discover the long-term adverse effects of some of the drugs that we used to tout as medical breakthroughs. This is not an example of that. I mean, you've got concerns about Ozempic and Wegovy and Mounjaro, that they may cause people to lose a lot of weight and lose a lot of muscle and therefore become more frail. That is a real concern. There's also instances of severe gastrointestinal disturbances. Some of you out there may have experienced that. You don't tolerate these medications. Even you can develop life-threatening pancreatitis from these medications, but rarely. Mostly, they're relatively well-tolerated. There are other side effects. And there's a concern also about the mood effects of these drugs, because if they reduce your desire for food, well, maybe they have a flattening effect on your desire for other pleasurable experiences, thus increasing the risk for depression or even suicide. That's being looked at. This is a new warning, and it has to do with a special case. For women who have breast cancer. So let's get this straight. We're not talking about Ozempic or Wegovy or Mounjaro causing breast cancer, increasing the risk of breast cancer. That is not what these new reports are indicating. But for women with a certain type of breast cancer, one of the most serious, life-threatening forms of breast cancer, which is called triple-negative breast cancer, when you are diagnosed with breast cancer, your cell type is analyzed for estrogen and progesterone receptors, and also for HER2 status, which render the cancers more amenable to treatment. The survival and prognosis of women who have HR, have estrogen and progesterone receptor positive breast cancer is better than for those who are so-called triple negative. So here's what they found. The individuals who have triple negative breast cancer, when they take a GLP-1 drug, they are less likely to survive their challenging cancer. What they found was after 2 years, just 28% of women on GLP-1s responded fully to the cancer therapies, which are, by and large, chemotherapy. So after 2 years, just 28% of women on GLP-1s responded fully to the cancer therapies and were clear of cancer. More than twice as many, 63% of those not on GLP-1s were cancer-free. What that suggests, and it's not entirely conclusive, is by no means that these drugs increase the risk of cancer. In fact, they may ultimately, for women who take these drugs, may reduce the risk of cancer, because we know that breast cancer is associated with obesity. Not always, because plenty of rail thin women get breast cancer, but statistically, obesity is associated with a higher risk of breast cancer. So being on these drugs can help you lose weight, which can reduce your overall risk of breast cancer. But if you have triple negative breast cancer, these initial studies are suggesting that maybe it's not such a good idea to stay on these GLP-1 drugs, because due to some yet unknown mechanism, these drugs may interfere with the efficacy of chemotherapy. It's not entirely clear why, and we may never elucidate this, but the concern is that combining chemo with the GLP-1 drugs is a recipe for reducing the efficacy of the chemotherapy in women who have, and this is a minority of women, but in women who have the most dangerous variant of breast cancer, which is triple negative breast cancer. So hopefully this new finding will lead to additional studies and maybe some restraint on the use of these medications in women who suffer from that type of breast cancer. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com, or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's
Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Heard the call to serve. So I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. Let's take another one of those recorded questions.
Does bee pollen granules or the herb Schizandra berry or the herb Bublirum, could they lower CRP, cardioreactive protein? Thank you.
Okay. So what this caller is asking about is a marker for inflammation. And there are two C-reactive protein tests. One is just a general C-reactive protein, which measures inflammation throughout the body. And it may be raised if you have a cold or if you have an inflammatory disorder, like an autoimmune disease. And then there's something called HS, highly sensitive C-reactive protein, which is more specific to the arteries and is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. although even HSCRP can be affected by some other condition in your body. It's not that clean an indicator of it's just about your arteries. It may be because you've got an infection in your big toe that could raise your highly sensitive C-reactive protein. But that being said, these all have to do with inflammation. And the things that you mention, Bupleurum and Schizandra, these are things from traditional Chinese medicine, and they may have anti-inflammatory properties, but they're not my first go-to for addressing elevated C-reactive protein. And B pollen granules, well, they may also have some anti-inflammatory activities. But again, they're not my first go-to. So what should you do if you have an elevated C-reactive protein? Well, first of all, you know, let's get down to basics rather than looking at relatively obscure supplements. First of all, lose weight, because excess weight is associated with increased inflammation. Okay? So there's no question that that's the case. Also, ultra-processed foods are implicated in inflammation. And I have an article that I'll share with you momentarily, which illustrates that perfectly in a skin condition. So losing weight and getting on a healthy diet, that's going to make a difference. Among the supplements, which are my favorite, well, actually even multivitamins have been shown in a study to reduce inflammation and reduce C-reactive protein. So just your ordinary multi. But among all the options for vitamins and minerals, specifically, magnesium has been shown to have a CRP-lowering effect. I imagine vitamin E and vitamin C and all the antioxidants would have that effect. I imagine vitamin D might have that effect because it's been shown to help autoimmunity. And specifically, fish oil is a really good way to lower your C-reactive protein. And there is an offshoot of fish oil that's even more targeting C-reactive protein called SPM, specific pro-resolving mediators. These are very helpful. Also, certain anti-inflammatory herbs like boswellan and curcumin. These are definitely associated with reducing inflammation. So you mentioned some things that are a little bit on the, you know, it's kind of on the C list of things that I would use to address elevated C-reactive protein, when there are much more practical, basic measures you can take to reduce inflammation. Oh, by the way, exercise helps to reduce inflammation, but really heavy-duty exercise, where you're slamming the weights, or maybe you just completed a marathon, that's going to raise your inflammation. So there's kind of a Goldilocks effect of exercise on C-reactive protein. Okay, well, holidays are upon us, and if you need to get a boost to get through another crazy holiday season, well, get the energy you need and fight seasonal fatigue with NT Factor's holiday sale. From now through January 1st, get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids powder. That's the one I take. I add it to my shake, which I described in a recent newsletter article. And get a 30-count bottle of patented energy. That's what I take when I'm traveling, because it's hard to make a shake, with NT Factor free. That's a $36 value. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. And clinical trials have demonstrated that NT Factor's exclusive formula reduces fatigue by almost half. And it also has an anti-aging effect, because if it helps the mitochondria, it helps to slow aging. I don't go a day without it, so take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off NT Factor Lipids powder and receive a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free through January 1st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And those of you looking for NT Factor on full script, they have some, but the best way And the best way to take advantage of this deal is to go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right. Here is an example of how unprocessed foods affect inflammation. New study. ultra-processed foods implicated in psoriasis activity, an inflammatory disorder of the skin. Researchers say this is a really important concept when we consider food as medicine. It turns out that people who consume higher amounts of ultra-processed foods had a worse prognosis in terms of their psoriasis. Also, a higher BMI, excess weight, was associated with worse outcomes of psoriasis. So there you have it. Diet can have a major impact on inflammatory disorders, which show up on your skin. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DRHoffmanStore.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump's inauguration fund is getting a boost from two tech giants, White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
Both Amazon and Meta, Facebook's parent, confirmed donations of $1 million. Amazon also said the e-commerce giant will stream January's presidential inauguration on its Prime Video service, a separate in-kind donation worth another $1 million. The Meta donation came just weeks after CEO Mark Zuckerberg met with Trump privately at Mar-a-Lago. Next week, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is scheduled to sit down with the president-elect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
FBI agents reportedly spoke with the mother of Luigi Maggioni last week, just hours before he was taken into custody. Maggioni is suspected of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City. His mother reportedly told federal agents pictures of the suspected gunman bore a resemblance to her son, who was reported missing a month earlier. Luigi Maggioni is in custody in Pennsylvania, awaiting extradition to New York. U.S. Marines are leaving an old home.
The partial transfer of U.S. Marines from Okinawa in Japan to Guam is now underway, 12 years after Japan and the U.S. agreed to reduce American troop presence on the southern Japanese island. Under the plan, some 9,000 Marines will be transferred off Okinawa in phases, including some 4,000 that are going to Guam. Okinawa, which was under U.S. post-war occupation until 1972, is home to a majority of more than 50,000 American troops based in Japan under a bilateral security pact. Many Okinawans have long complained about the heavy U.S. military presence on the island. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you owe $10,000?
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Abortion fights between the states are heating up.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman. Via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with abortion bans. Prescriptions like these made online and over the phone are a key reason the number of abortions has increased across the U.S. even after state bans started taking effect. Most abortions in the U.S. involve pills rather than procedures. Pro-life groups are increasingly focusing on the rise of abortifacients. Keith Peters reporting.
There's been another abrupt departure at New York City Hall. Eric Adams' chief advisor Ingrid Lewis Martin's resignation comes just months after she was hit with federal subpoenas, had her phone seized, and her house searched. Other big names who've resigned include the NYPD commissioner and first deputy mayor. News and analysis at townhall.com. The European Central Bank is cutting interest rates by a quarter percentage point.
The cut comes amid signs of weakening growth and concern about the impact of political chaos in France and the possibility of new U.S. import tariffs. The bank's rate-setting committee made the decision to lower the benchmark rate from 3.25% to 3%. Lower rates should support growth amid signs that the post-pandemic recovery is slowing in the 20 countries that use the euro currency.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. President Trump settles his defamation lawsuit with ABC News and George Stephanopoulos. The president-elect filed suit in March after Stephanopoulos said in an interview that a jury found Trump liable for rape in the case of E. Jean Carroll, which is not true. The network agreed to pay $15 million and issue a public apology. Trump will give the money to charity. More on these stories at townhall.com.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Battle. We begin with a Christmas episode of The Green Hornet. And later, it's our latest Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, the Meg's Palace Batter, with Bob Bailey joined by Virginia Gray as Meg. First, though, here's that holiday episode of The Hornet. It stars Robert Hall and originally played on Christmas Day, 1945.
The Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Boathouse Mystery. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Yes, sir. I coming.
As the two sinister figures left the low black car and moved toward the waterfront, the swirling gray fog seemed to reach out with entwining tentacles, like some slinky, malignant creature of the sea, desirous of preventing their approach. Tentacles which reluctantly dissolved into wispy swirls of enveloping mist as they came in contact with the dreaded figure of the Green Hornet and his companion.
I think I see outline of small buildings slightly to left, Mr. Britt.
Yes. That should be Rich's boathouse, Cato. Flash a light on my watch.
Oh, yes, sir. What time it say?
11:30.
Axford tell you police close in on boathouse at midnight?
That's right. The anonymous note the police received said that the man responsible for the disappearance of the plans for the Richwood anti-atomic bomb device would meet with the Green Hornet in Richwood's unused boathouse at midnight tonight.
What do you think motive be for sending note?
First, to point suspicion at the Hornet. And second, to get rid of the men who actually made the deal. Evidently, they don't know the top agent who finally got the plans.
While authorities busy grilling men they hope to catch, the top spy make getaway, no doubt.
I want to get to those men before the police do. Maybe we'll get a clue to the one who sent that note and involve the Hornet. Come on.
Brett and Cato cautiously approached the small building and soon stood before a door on the land side of the boathouse. A door which evidently opened into a room above the mooring platform.
I see dim light inside.
Yes. We'll probably have to force that old door. Get ready. We'll hit it together.
I ready.
All right. Now. Don't move, Norton. As head of Richwood's Enterprises, you're probably the man of...
Something wrong.
Yes. Cato, we came too late.
Is he...
Norton's dead. Murdered.
Murdered?
Yes. Look here.
Knife and back.
Must have happened just before we came. They fixed this room up as sort of an office to have so that something is a meeting place.
Killer getting away.
Yes. That trap door over there must lead to the landing below. Come on. Too late.
Let's go.
Hurry, here. You dimwits, this guy's dead. And you let the killer get away.
Something say that. That must have been the hardest even in that motor boat.
We'll make sure. Search the place, some of you men. The rest of you get outside in case someone else tries to get away.
Hey, look, Doc. That trap door needs to close open.
We'll go down and have a look.
We'll be trapped. What do we do?
We'll go to the end of the landing and dive in. We'll have to swim for it. Come on. Swim to water. Head for the riverbank a few hundred feet below here. Let's go.
Come on.
Can't tell. The fog's too thick. Come on. We'll go up and have the boys search the riverbank.
If you didn't hit him, you'll have to climb to the bank on one side or the other. That water's cold.
What was you shooting for? What happened?
And no time to answer questions now. Spread out along the riverbank. Somebody jumped in the water. Get going, everybody. As sure as a mess, Ashford. That dead guy in there is Mr. Norton, Richwood's right-hand man.
So that's who he is. Holy God, you think... What's that?
Glory be. The one we shot at must have been the Green Hornet. And his pals got away in the boat.
Sure. Now we know it was the Hornet who killed Darton. Shuffling snake, Sarge. I gotta get to a phone. This will sure be a scoop for the Daily Sentinel.
For going around slamming doors, Axford. Mr. Reed's in his office talking to Gunnigan.
Huh. Wonder what got him out of bed so early.
It's funny, but I never thought to ask him. Anyhow, it isn't that he's in early, it's just that you're so late.
Late, am I? After chasing around most of the night getting scoops and things for the Sentinel, while you were snoozed away at home taking it in.
Okay, Skipper. After all, I guess the Daily Sentinel would fold up if we didn't have you to bring in the headlines.
You can say that again, Casey. I'm the old... you and your sarcastics. I'm going in to see Reed.
What for, Gunnigan? I did think of Norman. Oh, good morning, actually.
Hi, Reed. Hi, Gunnigan.
Morning. What are you saying, Chief?
Well, as I was saying, I did think Norton was mixed up in the disappearance of those plans. But now I'm inclined to think otherwise.
Say now, Reed, how can you sit there and say that, I'd like to know? Showing us as plain as the nose in your face that Norton was dealing with the Hornet who stabbed him in the back so as to get out of paying off, no doubt.
Chief, as long as you keep your opinions to yourself, let us print the news as we get it, I won't argue with you. The authorities considered an open shut case against Norton and the Hornet. If they catch that murdering Hornet, they'll get a lead to the missing plans and the spy passed them on to.
Well, perhaps. But it seems to me if they'd find the person who sent that anonymous note, they'd get a direct lead to the one who has the missing plans.
It's easier to see that the Hornet himself sent that printed note to cops headquarters, Reed. He wanted to put the finger on Norton.
Oh, really? Seems to me the finger's been put on the Green Hornet.
But like Sarge says, 'tis the Hornet himself who put himself on the spot by playing smart with the cops.
Is that the general opinion around headquarters?
Sure. And why not? I'd like to know.
And they're concentrating their search on the Hornet alone?
That's right. And to my way of thinking, Reed, 'tis time for you to start worrying. That it is.
Why do you say that?
Yeah. What's the meaning of that crack, Axford?
Well, now, when they catch that spalpeen, Reed'll have to pay out a lot of dough for that standard reward, won't he?
Oh, that. By the way, Gunnigan, send someone over to interview Richwood.
Okay, Chief.
Let me go, Gunnigan. I'll get him to talk. That I will.
Sure, sure. Go ahead. But don't be gone all day.
Huh. Why do you have to
go
say
on, Axford?
Now?
Get going. And let me know how you make out.
Sure. I'm on my way, Reed.
Frankly, I'm very much interested in this case. And perhaps Richwood will say something that'll give us a new slant.
I'll get to see him, and I'll tell you exactly what he says, Reed. See you both later. So long. Reed, I'm glad you're here. I can tell you and Gunnigan about the interview at the same time.
Back at last, sir.
I knew when I let him go, he'd be all day getting to see Richwood. Here it is, almost 6 o'clock.
Ah, keep it shut up, will you? Big shots like Richwood are hard to see. You can't just walk right in.
Oh, forget it, Axford. It's all right. What about the interview?
Well, no, it was this way, Reed. I went to Richwood's place, and after waiting for a heck of a long time, I got in to see him. I told him who I was and all, so he seemed quite willing to talk.
Down, Mr. Axford, make yourself comfortable.
Thank you, Mr. Richwood. Don't care if I do.
I understand you want my views on the unfortunate happenings of last night.
That's right, sir.
I must say it's been a great shock to me, especially coming on top of the loss of our plans.
Sure, sure, I know. But about Mr. Norton, you think that
I know what you're going to ask, Mr. Axford. And I know, of course, what the authorities believe, what I must believe. Much as it hurts me to do so. And that is that Mr. Norton, whom I trusted above all others, betrayed that trust by selling those plans to foreign agents. Dealing, of course, with the Green Hornet.
That he did, sir. Did you have any suspicions at all about Norton when you first missed those plans?
No. As a matter of fact, if it hadn't been that the police received that note and then heard the Hornet leaving the motorboat, I would have sworn that Norton died with his boots on, sitting there at the desk over some company work.
Did you know about that office in the boathouse?
Yes. Mr. Norton wanted privacy to write a scientific book. I suggested he use the old boathouse I owned up the river.
It is hard to believe he'd pull a stunt on you like he did, Mr. Richwood.
Yes, it is. At 10 o'clock, we sat over a bit of brandy in the study of my home, talking. Then he left. I had little thought then that at 11:30, he'd be slumped over the desk in the boathouse with a knife in his back.
Well, too bad. Do you think the plans will turn up?
If they find the Hornet, they'll get a lead to the foreign agent I'm sure has those plans. Well, there isn't much more I can tell you, Mr. Axford, except that the loss of those plans and the murder of Norton is necessarily a blue man.
That's about all he had to say, Reed. He sure felt hurt about Norton turning against him and selling those plans.
I can understand his feelings, actually.
You better write up that interview and give it a rewrite.
Okay, I'll get right on it.
I'll get a spread ready in case we catch the Hornet, Chief.
It's best to be prepared, Gunnigan. Let's hope they do catch Norton's killer in time to recover those missing plans. It'll make quite a spread for the Daily Sentinel.
Here's some more letters to the editor, Mr. Reed.
Did you look them all over, Miss Casey?
Yes, sir. And there's one on the housing situation that's quite interesting, and I thought...
Well, you weed them out and send Gunnigan the ones you think should be printed. It's almost 7 o'clock. You'd better call it a day.
I wanted to finish the letters you gave me, and, well, I'll be leaving shortly.
No use killing yourself.
Oh, well, I've always said I wanted to die with my boots on. So if you find me someday slumped over my desk, that'll be it.
Well, let's hope nothing like that happens to you.
What's on your mind? Another letter? I won't mind if
no,
you want to dictate.
No, nothing at all. I was just thinking of something else.
Oh, well, I just wondered.
I'm going to call it a day. You better do the same. I'll see you in the morning.
All right. And I'll get these letters to Gunnigan in the morning. Good night.
Good night. So Gunnigan's got a spread ready in case they catch the Hornaday. Maybe you'll get a different spread to print.
Miss O'Reilly's apartment?
Cato, forget about dinner. As soon as I get home, we'll be going out on the Black Beauty.
Yes, sir. It's ready.
Good. And see that our weapons are in order. Tonight, we're going out to catch Norton's murderer.
Continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment.
You're listening to The Green Hornet on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these Pro Arts businesses.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
second act of The Green Hornet on When Radio Was.
And now back to The Green Hornet. After telephoning to Cato, his faithful Filipino valet, and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet, Britt Reed left his office at the Sethel building and went to his apartment where Cato was waiting.
You sail the phone. We go to catch murderer of Norton. You know who murderer is, Mr. Britt?
I think I do, Cato. But we'll have the proof if I can make him show his hand.
How you do that?
I haven't time now to explain. I'll tell you about it as we drive. Everything ready?
Yes, sir. I check gas weapons and get Black Beauty ready.
Good. Let's get going.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
Tell me, make it seem you suspect the right man this time, Mr. Britt. But how you get proof?
Cato? What I want to do is to figure out some way to get him and his spy friends together at the boathouse. Then I'd tip off the police.
Well, it's not easy to get them to go to the boathouse.
I know. But there must be some way. If I could all... Cato, stop near a drugstore so I can use the phone. I'll leave my disguise in the car and talk to him on the phone.
Yes, sir. Well, there's a drugstore in this vicinity. I stopped there.
Good. Step on it.
A short time later, Britt Reed had entered a phone booth in a drugstore and dialed a number. He was talking in a terse monotone.
Now get this, and let me do the talking. I've already told you I'm the Green Hornet. The man you sent to kill Norton knows now that you try to frame him as well as myself. I can take it. He can't. He's planning to leave evidence in the old boathouse that will point to you and the man who got the plans. I'm being hunted, so I'm laying low. You'll have to get that evidence yourself before he tips off the cops. I'll come to you when I get the chance for my share of the dough you got. It'll be my pay for this tip-off. So long. I think I convinced him, Cato. Get going.
Now, Mr. Britt.
If things work out as I hope they will, we'll have work to do at the old boathouse. The fog is blowing in from the river, so there'll be less chance of detection.
Well, maybe man phone police and tell the Hornet call him. Then maybe police come here.
If he phones the police, it'll be proof that my suspicions about him are wrong.
But you still think he guilty party?
I'm almost sure of it, Kill. He slipped up on too many points, as I told you. We'll know for certain before very long.
For the time being. Now, if you turn to this city, I'll have more for you to do.
That was a good idea, putting a finger on Norton, Weiser. But there's one thing I'd like to know.
Hmm? What's that?
Why did the cops come to that boathouse just as I was leaving? I just got away in the boat by the skin of my teeth.
Ah, forget it, Gus. Main thing is, you did get away. Been well paid for your work. Yeah. All packed and ready to leave for the airport.
It's a good thing it was foggy in the river last night. Them cops shoot straight. They would have flooded
me. I told you to forget it. What difference does it make?
Oh, I've been thinking. You know, I almost didn't go through with it. Only your friend promised to pay so much. When I got to the boathouse last night and Norton met me at the landing, he was kind of friendly-like. Then we went up inside and started to talk.
I was afraid you weren't going to find the place.
All my pals call me Gus.
Oh. But
Sit down, Gus.
No, no thanks. I ain't staying long.
I was told you were bringing a boat over to leave in the boathouse, so I agreed to come here and see that you made it all right. I have some work to do anyway.
Yeah?
Yes, I'm working on a book. A scientific book. If you wait a little while, I'll drive you into town.
You ain't going into town, Norton.
What do you mean?
Just sit right where you are. This is a knife I'm holding in your back. I said you ain't going into town, see?
You must be joking. Why would you
want to... Maybe the cops will think you sold those plans they're looking for. Or maybe it's...
Ratchet. No, listen. I have a wife and child. It's a Christmas scene.
Stop the Pellerin. You ain't the only guy that's got a kid. As I said before, you ain't going to town, Norton. Now or ever.
Surely you're not letting your conscience bother you about Norton.
Oh, I just got to thinking about him taking a rap for something he didn't do. Me making an orphan out of his kid at Christmas time. I was an orphan, you know.
Don't be an idiot. His child isn't an orphan. His mother's still living.
Well, half an orphan then. Just ain't right.
Hello? Oh, you. I'm in a hurry, so... What's that you say?
Ah, he did, huh?
He told you what? He's planning to do what?
I see. Now I understand why he was talking to me as he was.
Yes. Yes, I'll meet you there. And bring Gus with me. Hmm? He'll come all right. Goodbye.
Who's that, Wiser? What was he talking about?
You'll soon find out, Gus. Get your things on. We're going to meet somebody at the boathouse.
Sure. Who are we going to meet?
Someone who wants to see you particularly. We'll take the boat. I told him you'd be sure to come along.
Well, why shouldn't I go along?
What? Well, I was afraid you wouldn't want to. So I'm using this gun. It's a good thing you're so obliging. Come on.
Well, Cato, the man on the phone is in there waiting for the others. Let's hope they come soon.
I hope they come before police. Maybe we make mistake to call police so soon, Mr. Britt.
Listen. There's a motorboat coming to the boathouse.
With them, no doubt.
I'm sure of it.
Can you see anything?
Our fog's too thick. There's no doubt they've gone inside with the boat. Come on. We'll go to the end of the boathouse facing the water. There's something we have to do before the police arrive. Hurry.
Sneak up on him.
Okay, sir.
You got your gun, Sarge?
Of course not, expert.
I just point my finger, killers, and they flop over dead. Have I got me gun? There's the rest of the bike.
Yeah,
if they see us here, it'll be over in a minute.
Quiet, all of you. Quiet.
Listen to me. You boys get down to the riverbank in case they make a break. Expert, you and Cassidy can come along with me.
All right, sir.
Come on, then. Now, speak right with me, both of you.
I'm right behind you, Sarge.
We'll stop here. If we move close to the door, we might hear them talking. Quiet now.
So I brought up here to that room. He doesn't seem to know why.
Sir.
Gus, we learned that you plan to leave evidence here against us. Then tip off to the police because he found out you ran strange when the boss here sent you to kill Norton.
Hey, what are you talking about? I didn't plan anything like that.
Wait a minute.
So that's why the cops came here and almost got me, huh? With a frame-up.
You knew too much, Gus.
All right, hold on. You think I'm dumb? But tell me, who tipped you off about me to
find... Green Hornet.
What? Are you guys Toby? That means he's playing the bunch of us for the killing of the steal of the plan.
That's right, boss.
We heard enough. Yeah. They're ready. Get them ready to scram. Bust in the door.
All right, something snake, they ain't here.
Sarge, they go down to the boat landing. Come on.
They're getting away! Stop! Come back!
The next one will hit the mark, killer. Now put them up, all three of you.
Holy crow! Sarge, one of them's Mr. Richwood.
Sure, he's the one they call boss. We're taking them all in for murder, and we got a spy in the ballgame, looks like. Call the boys, Cassidy.
Shane, across the opening, stopped motorboat plenty quick, Mr. Britt.
Yes. It went a bit too soon, either.
It would, you think, of two things Richwood say that get in the way.
Three statements, Cato. Remember? I told you when he talked to Axford, he said, first, that the Hornet left the boathouse in a motorboat. Second, that Norton died with his boots on, sitting slumped over his desk. Evidently, the killer told him that. But we know he fell from the chair and lay several feet from the desk.
Is that true?
And third, he said he thought that at 11:30, Norton would be slumped over his desk with a knife in his back.
We only ones know exact time Norton died.
No, the killer also knew. But the police found Norton almost 10 minutes later. I guess that Richwood was involved when he was so definite in his facts.
The capture of Richwood and spies, clear name of Norton and Green Hornet.
Yes. Of course, it isn't much, but it'd be some consolation to Norton's widow to know her husband was innocent of the charges against him.
Oh, it's too bad he'd be murdered. It'd not mean very merry Christmas holidays for wife and child.
Oh, the Sentinel will see to it that they have some compensation for their loss. At least the child will have a good Christmas. We'll make sure of that.
People will not think much of Green Hornet. But tonight he show up traitor, help police catch spies, and clear man's name. It good Christmas present to city.
Cato, you make me feel like Santa Claus. Well, at least we've done our part to clear up the boathouse mystery, if nothing more. Step on it. The Green Hornet's finished his job, and Britt Reed's tired.
Confucius say, men who lead double life sleep with one eye open. Well, Britt Reed never get much rest, while Green Hornet keep him always on the move, Mr. Britt.
Cato, you said a mouthful.
From Christmas Day 1945, the Green Hornet and Holiday Show. Well, I'm yours, Greg Bell, and up next on Win Radio Was, we'll resume the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Meg's Palace Matter. We'll be right back.
In the 1950s and 60s, radio's Gunsmoke brought listeners gripping stories about people who came to Kansas to leave the past behind. And those who came to Kansas because they couldn't leave the past behind.
Asa Ledbetter. He's in Dodge.
Asa Ledbetter? Is he an outlaw?
No, sir. But I seen him at the Long Branch, and there's only one thing he's here for, Mr. Dillon.
Well, what?
To kill me.
Today, listeners can still go to Dodge with 20 episodes of Danger, Grit, and Gunfire in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke Snakebite.
Let's talk about Chester. Does he really think Asa Ledbetter's after him?
Well, that's what he says.
It's not like Chester to make up a thing like that. Matt?
You stay here.
No, I'm going with you.
William Conrad stars as U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon, with Georgia Ellis as Kitty, Parley Bear as Chester, and Howard McNear as Doc.
Matt?
Yeah, what is it, Bill?
Come over here to the window.
What?
Quick.
What's going on?
Look, down there in the street.
That's Asa Ledbetter.
And Chester's standing there about to shoot him.
For a limited time, Gunsmoke Snakebite is available for 50% off the regular price. Order yours today for only $19.98 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77.
All right, where's Chester at? I don't know where he is, Ledbetter.
You're lying.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Get Gunsmoke Snakebite at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77 to get 50% off.
Get out of that doorway, Marshal.
No.
I'll shoot you if you don't.
You'll shoot Chester if I do.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. Most of us love shopping online. In fact, in 2023, it's estimated that over $1 trillion was spent in the U.S. alone on more than 21 billion packages. But according to security.org, about 17% of online shoppers had their packages stolen in the past 3 months, which is why I'd like to introduce you to TP-Link's Tapo C120 Security Cam. Jens Hennings has the details. details.
This one is actually an indoor and outdoor camera. And it's got 2K QHD, that's very high definition, day and night vision. It even has color night vision and also has smart AI detection. So it can differentiate between people, pets, vehicles. You can adjust those settings as you wish.
Get protected at tp-link.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel. Welcome back to Win Radio Was. Now, joining lead Bob Bailey in this Johnny Dollar five-part storyline, Virginia Gregg as Meg, and Byron Kane is the creatively named Byron Kay. Originally airing in late September of 1956, here is part two of the Meg's Palace Matter. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Byron Kay in Boston, Johnny.
Hi.
The operator had quite a time locating you.
I don't see why. I'm in the only available room for rent here in Cod Harbor.
Huh? Well, she said she was ringing Meg's Palace Restaurant.
That's where I am. Room's right above the place.
Well, tell me, have you found out whether it's true somebody's trying to burn up that joint and put Meg out of business?
Not only that, Bly, but whoever's behind the attempts to get her out of the way has threatened to get me.
Want some help?
Yeah. I want you to send me something by truck as soon as possible.
Huh?
And I want to be sure it arrives here quietly at night so that nobody in this little fishing village knows it arrives.
Holy smoke, what?
Listen carefully, Bye, and I'll tell you. I want you to send me $600.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Cod Harbor, Massachusetts, to the Intercoastal Maritime and Life Insurance Company, Boston. Assignment, the Meg's Palace Matter. Expense account continued. Expense account item... Well, since you're paying for and sending that batch of fire extinguishers, Byron, I can hardly charge them to my expense account, can I? But I have a sneaking suspicion they might be mighty important. A cursory inspection of this tiny fishing community has revealed no sign of a firehouse. Nothing, in fact, but some hose connections for cleaning off the docks. And after the threats Meg McCarthy has received, plus a couple of attempts to fire up this disreputable-looking establishment of hers, well, I guess I still have some Boy Scout blood in my veins. In view of the threat to me, I figured it might be a good idea to consult the local authorities. I learned a long time ago that it's a good plan to enlist their cooperation when working in a strange small community. Inquiries from some of the fishermen mending their nets spread out in the long wharf led me to a small, shabby, unmarked frame shack that stood about a block away from the waterfront.
Hey, come in, come in.
Mr. Beasley?
That's right. Well, what's your name?
Johnny Dollar.
Dollar, hmm? Okay, what do you want?
Well, you're the chief of police, I understand.
Acting chief of police?
Oh.
Acting mayor, too, an acting judge, acting town clerk, acting just about anything else you could want.
I don't get it.
Well, I don't know why not. Officially, I guess Cod Harbor's just a part of Barnesboro, a couple of miles inland. We're so small, and we're not incorporated like most towns, so we just have to be kind of self-sufficient under ourselves. You see what I mean? And you know something? It works out pretty good.
Yeah, well, I guess it's as chief, as acting chief of police that I've come to see you.
Yeah, what about?
The Meg's Palace Cafe.
Ah, you mean you take any stock in Meg's talk about somebody threatening to burn up that cockroach-loaded dump she calls a restaurant?
I'm representing the insurance company that holds $15,000 insurance on it.
Ever come to your mind, Mr. Dollar, that Meg, her own self, might have set the fires to collect that insurance?
And call for help as a cover-up? Yeah, the thought has entered my mind.
Just crazy enough to do a thing like that, too.
Hasn't she been to you for help?
She told me.
Oh, what sort of evidence, one way or another, have you turned up?
Dollar, I haven't looked for any.
Yeah, what?
The less I meddle in their affairs, the less trouble I'll have with the folks here in Cod Harbor.
Oh, hey, now, wait a minute. For a mayor and police chief and so on, you don't seem to be very concerned about these people of yours.
True, maybe I'm not. What's the difference?
Well, look here, if you...
Yeah, you know, unless something serious happened, like a murder or...
Or a fire that destroyed Meg's Palace and maybe half the docks? Don't you think that sort of thing is serious?
Well, yeah, if it happens. Then I'd probably have to call in the regular appointed authorities over to Barnesboro. But there hasn't been any fire yet. Not any real one. So why get your dander up?
Well, I'll be. Look, with so little concern about the place, how did you ever get all those jobs?
Easy. Lost my scooter out on the banks last fall. So for want of something better, I just took it. It took them all. Why not? The town feeds and bores me, and I like it. So?
Real soft, lazy, good-for-nothing life, huh?
Sure. Now, why don't you be a good boy, Dollar, and leave things be around here? Stop wasting my time.
Well, just let me take enough of your valuable time to ask a couple of questions.
Sure. Go ahead. No harm in asking.
I want to know about some of the people here in Cod Harbor.
Like who?
Clem Harris, for one.
Careful, boy. That's my cousin.
Oh.
Who else?
Ernie Turner and Tony Fortino.
Oh. Account of them's the three that run the other dirty bites along the docks, huh?
Yeah. I'd like a rundown on all three of them.
Easy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go talk to them.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Easiest way I know of for you to find out all about them.
Well, you're a lot of help.
Dollar, like I said, we're kind of self-sufficient unto ourselves around here. We like it that way. And that's just another way of saying we don't like strangers coming here and messing around in our affairs.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
And now back to the man with the action-packed expense account, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Well, that was pretty definitely that. It was getting quite late, and I decided I'd better postpone any interviews with Meg's business rivals until the following morning. Besides, as I walked along the wharf, I noticed that they were closed. Then I remembered somebody else I wanted to talk to, the beneficiary of Meg McCarthy's life insurance policy, the master of the fishing boat, Lily Ann, Captain Billy Morgan. But the Lily Ann, tied up at her berth, was dark and empty. Well, if anyone knew where Captain Billy was, it'd be Meg herself. So I walked the boards back to Meg's palace. What greeted me as I opened the back door of the place was truly a sight to behold.
Over there with that hole, you scum of a lovingly. Over there in the corner, can't you see? What's the matter with your blinking eyeball?
Standing in the center of the floor, brandishing a moth-eaten feather duster as if it were a club, stood Captain Billy Morgan, shouting orders to three men who were cleaning up the mess of pots and pans and broken crockery left over from Meg McCarthy's temper tantrum a short while earlier, when she belabored this same Captain Billy for a little celebration he and his crew had had in their place the night before. Belabored? It looked like she must have thrown one of everything in the joint at him.
Bill! Hey, Captain Billy! Hey! Hey!
Oh, it's you, huh? Seen you here earlier today when Meg threw me out.
Well, looks to me like you weren't all she threw.
Yes, sir. Oh, she's a living doll. Hey, see, ain't you the insurance hand? She telephoned to help her find out who's trying to burn her out of here. Name's Johnny Dollar, ain't it?
Yeah, that's right. And Captain, I'd like to ask you a favor.
Charlie, you yellow-bellied, bug-eyed, bandy-wasted... Don't throw that trash in the corner. What's the matter with you?
Sorry, Mr. Dollar, but I guess the boys don't like working at night when they got to be up and aboard Little Ann and headed out for the fishing banks by 3 a.m. in the morning.
Don't blame them.
We couldn't leave Meg's place in a mess like this now, could we? After all, she's going to have to serve us coffee and sinkers before we go.
Where is she?
Upstairs. Has been for the last hour.
In her room?
In that room she's renting out to you. Figured like maybe you could stand some cleaning up and debugging, I guess.
You know something? She figured right.
Avast there with the mop all here. I'll wring it around your bloody neck. And swab off them tables while Strata can't see the mess you left on them.
What can I do for you, Mr. Dollar?
Look, why don't you and I go into the kitchen, Captain, where we can hear ourselves think?
Well, sure, why not?
All right, now you keep at it, you sow-bellied lunkheads. And if the joint ain't clean and tidy when I come back, I'll blast you all over the lee scuppers.
Real fine bunch of boys I got there, ain't they?
I'll bite, are they?
You bet your sweet living life they are. Finest crew on any boat in the harbor. Charlie, Ole, and Montgomery. Now, what was it you wanted, Mr. Dollar? You found out anything about who's causing all the worries to my lover girl?
Not very much yet.
Well, I hope you do.
Do you?
Huh? I don't get you.
I'm going to be honest with you. Lay all the cards right on the table.
Well, that's the only way, I always say.
All right. I'm just as concerned about Meg herself as I am about this cafe.
Sure you are. Me too.
Now, whether you like it or not, I have to consider the fact that you are the beneficiary of Meg's $25,000 life insurance policy. If anything were to happen to her...
Why, sure, I see what you mean. You bet your life I see what you mean. Why, you blasted land-loving son of a dirty
right,
yellow sculpin.
Take it easy, Captain.
Take it easy. You
trying
to
down.
Say I hurt one single hair of Meg McCarthy? Dollar, you may crash like that. I'll swab the decks with that ornery hired of yours and feed you. Put him up. Put him up, Dollar. You want to talk to me like
I
that,
said,
you put him up.
Pipe down, Captain. Let's talk sense a minute.
Talk sense, yeah, but don't you go implicating that
I didn't imply a thing yet.
Well, I warn you, you
just
don't.
Just a minute there, Captain Billy Morgan. Just a minute. What do you think you're talking to like that? The guest of me humble
estate. Well, I'm sorry, Meg, darling, but he
and
was
And why ain't
like...
you in there helping those poor boys of yours with the cleaning up?
Well, but they're almost finished up, Meg, me darling.
That's right, unless you ought to get out of here and get your sleep, you not be worth your salt on the boat tomorrow.
Meg, I'd like to talk to Captain Billy.
Tomorrow. Go out in the boat with him in the morning and you'll all have plenty of time to talk.
Well, I want to talk
Willie
to him now.
Boy, get out. With them. Go on.
Well, yes, my dear. And, I'll see you at the dock at 3 in the morning.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Get it! Also, Johnny boy, you go out with him. Just give me a chance to fix your room up real nice for you, like it should be for a gentleman like yourself.
Okay, Meg. Come to think of it, I was promised a fishing trip on this case.
Anyways, I'll not be worrying about any fires tonight with you staying here. So if you don't mind, I'll retire to my bed and see you at breakfast time.
Okay. Maybe I can help Billy's crew finish cleaning up in there.
Oh, don't you lift a finger. 'Twas a Twilly boy I throwed them plates and things so him and his crew can clean it up. Good night, Johnny boy. There's food in the icebox in your bed, darling, when you're ready to retire.
I stood there for a moment, smiling after her. Then I decided I'd take her advice, that instead of helping the men clean up the cafe, I'd get a breath of fresh air before hitting the sack. The moon was just a thin sliver in the eastern sky, and the stars twinkled merrily in the broad, clear expanse overhead. The cottages of the peaceful little fishing village were dark. Along the docks at the waterfront, the fishing boats playfully nudged each other as they slowly and quietly swung and rolled on the gently heaving water. Their masts and rigging formed an intricate, ever-changing pattern against the occasional beam from the lighthouse and the point as it lazily swept across the night. Somewhere, far out on the landward breeze, an occasional seabird called. It was all so peaceful and serene that I couldn't help wondering how trouble could ever come to a... Then I saw it. A slight movement at the front corner of the old building. A silhouette hunched over, tensely watching the front door, waiting. But waiting for whom? Slowly, as quietly as possible, I crept up on whoever it was, hoping in the dim light to recognize him or her before I was discovered. Softly, I passed the side door. I could still hear the members of the crew inside at their work. But in my concentration on the person out front, I was too slow in my reaction when that side door suddenly opened behind me.
Huh? What? Who are you? Oh, no, you... Oh!
And very suddenly, it got very dark.
Here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, a trip to sea on the Lily Ann that starts out like an ordinary fishing trip. But somewhere on board lurks a man with murder in his heart. And his next intended victim, me. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Gemstone, who also wrote this week's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Installment of the Meg's Palace matter, which originally played out in late September 1956. We'll have part three at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had a Christmas offering of the Green Hornet. Now, unlike that show's direct predecessor, the Lone Ranger, the Hornet did not enjoy a long run over on television. But it did eventually come to TV, airing for a single season in the late 1960s, starring Van Williams as Britt Reed. But who played the Hornet's loyal and lethal valet, Cato? I'll tell you and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection. Now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far over land and sea.
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for four CDs.
contact now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code KING99.
Why, it's almost like being in love. It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky, For Sentimental Reasons, A Blossom Fell, and many more. All for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for four CDs. Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code KING99 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember promo code KING99 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was Or. Before the break, we're talking about the one-season run of the Green Hornet TV series. Airing in the late 1960s, it starred Van Williams with martial arts legend Bruce Lee as Kato. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and please remember to check us out online. We're located at whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.